The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass. Hey, watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
Some time. It's time to waste 3 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
All right, hello there, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show. It is Tuesday, March 25th, 2008. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, a main squeeze, without which I would, I don't know, probably live a lot longer in the game. It's El Quinjena!
Hey, now. Hail and greetings, I think.
All right. So we're here. We're weird. Get used to it. Main topic going out there is the Equinox magazine is out. And we're all very excited. Elquin, do you know what page our ad is on?
It's towards the back.
Towards the back? I thought it was more toward the center.
No.
The guild?
It's up there by my clock. Behind my clock. It's there up behind my clock.
Oh, I thought you still had it down there. Let me go take a look. You talk about something.
How we're trying to kill this really hard named beastie with teeth. Sperm with teeth. I love sperm with teeth. And he's a particular nasty one. But I love it. Something of the old ways. Oh, he found it.
All right, I'm back. Let's see here. Episode 2 of the Equinox magazine is out, and let me find it here. Somewhere around here. Oh, here it is. On page... on page 99 on the Equinox magazine, issue number 2, is... full page ad for the Legion of Kithakor! Woo! Yay! Wait, do I have a, oh yeah, applause. Here we go. Yay! Thank you, thank you. A lot of applause going on there. And, let's see. Just a little further down. Where is it? Here we go. On page... oh, wait, that could have been right. Oh, I'm sorry. No, wait. You know that they misnumbered these pages?
No.
Yeah. They misnumbered a lot of these pages. It was like 1 through 6. Yeah. It goes up to page... 38, and then continues. It goes from 38, 39, 40, 91. Unless that's supposed to be a weird 4. Oh, I think it is. I think that's just a weird 4. But it doesn't break at the top, so it looks like a 9.
Oh, well.
Well, I guess make that page 49 and not 99. I didn't think this thing was that thick. But page 49, the Legion of Kithacor full page ad. And then on page 61, we have a combined ad for EQ Tuesday with Xanadai and the Delmon and the Jethel Silverwing Show. Music, mayhem, and more. So that's very, very cool. We got our ads in there. And they look really good, too. I think they look good. I wish I had more time to work on the online gaming radio ad here. It was kind of a last-minute thing. I was asked to do it literally on the last day. So I didn't have a lot of time to work on it. But I like it. I like seeing it in print. What do you think, Oakland?
I think it looks great.
I'm broadcasting from my house here in, from my house here in South Kinos. If you go to South Kinos and head toward the Kinos Docks. The Kinos Docks, I am the last house before you get to the Kinos Docks. Just right-click and visit Jethel. And I'm upstairs in the attic. Come on by and say hi. Venok is here as well. Venok was a guest last week. I gotta say, he was nervous, but I think he did all right. I think you did okay. It takes time to loosen up to an audience. And what are you doing tonight, Elva?
In Maiden's Chamber.
Maiden's Chamber and check it out. In Charassus.
Mm-hmm. We're going after a named sperm with teeth. And I love sperm with teeth.
Yeah, so you keep saying. I have to check something because I think they actually mislabeled the zone. So I have to check this. I'm pretty sure in EQ1 it was just called Charsis.
Yes.
And not Charassus.
Yeah, well.
So I wanna double check this. Let's see. Okay. Zones by era. And that would be Kunark era. No. I mean, I could be wrong. You know, I don't see it. Chardog. No, wait, I think Charsus was actually... Okay, I am wrong. Howling Stones is actually Charassus. I'm sorry. My mistake. I thought it was Charsus. My bad. I admit I was
wrong.
No, it can't be.
I am. I wasn't wrong. I was mistaken.
Okay. That's not as bad.
Okay. All right, so you're in Charassus. Do you have any idea what the name of the mob is that you learned?
I just put it in guild. You want me to do it again?
Bithulu of the Old Ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting name.
Sperm with teeth. Yeah.
I was wondering actually if that was a mob from the old times, and I don't see it.
I don't remember a sperm with teeth with names. That was a name in the old days.
No, I don't see it. Ooh, here's something I didn't know about. This must be a new mob since we left. Well, maybe not. No, I'm seeing the old models here. EQ1 in Charassus, there's actually the Undertaker. I did not know that. The Undertaker Lord. I would have liked to have met him. You're being quiet.
Well, that's because we're...
Well, maybe you shouldn't be zoning when we're trying to talk.
We're fighting!
Well, hey!
What?
I have a show to do here.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
We're doing... Oh, shit. We were doing okay. Anyway.
Did you just get your ass handed to you?
Again.
Again? How many times?
Three now.
Three times getting your ass handed to you by sperm, huh?
Yep.
They're gnashers, by the way, not sperm.
Sperm with teeth. Yeah,
hey,
I know.
Hey, do I call gelatinous blobs a pair of tits?
No, they look like cubes. I don't know. Do you like square boobs?
Nah, I prefer that. Natural or nothing, as far as I'm concerned. Ladies, you can be flat as a 2x4. As long as you're natural, I'm good with it.
Come on. These things look like sperm, and they have teeth.
Yeah.
That's what we called them in the old days, an EQ. I think they're cool looking. They don't make the same sounds, but that's okay.
And let's see here. I have another visitor in the house. It's Anazara. All I know is it's Arizona backwards. But our first Ixar in the Legion of Kethavor. We do have others. We do have Savage, who is really getting on Gentle's nerves, actually. Yesterday he sneezed and set Gentle's hair on fire. Ooh, apparently we have some RP going on. The Knights of Freeport are in Kinos.
Uh-oh, get them.
I'm doing a show here, hon. I can't. But if Anaraza and Venok are listening, you could go join in the fun and start fighting back the Knights of Freeport in South Kinos. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to be bringing on, and we're going to be continuing our interview with the PC, and we're going to be talking with Princess Winwin, who is on standby right now. And apparently, she's reading Elquin's blog. By the way, Elquin has a blog. You can go to kithacore.org/blog. I probably should have made it /Elquin, actually.
Oh, it's fine. Blog is fine. It's easy to find. It's a blog.
Yeah, we had a mishap at kithacore.org this week. My continuing problems with forums has reared its ugly head once again. And the new forum system that I fought so hard to put in place and try to get everything transferred over and stuff has completely crapped out. And we're back to the old forums. I'm not touching them again. I ain't touching them again, except for maybe a little design thing here and there to match the website or whatnot. But I'm not touching them again. We're sticking with...
what we got.
Yeah, it's called Simple Machines. It's very safe, very secure. Just not real great for from a design point of view. Trying to... what's that?
Sorry.
Well, I tried going back to the PHP BB system now that version 3 is out.
And it sucks.
Yeah, it didn't work. It's gone bye-bye. Oh, God.
Hun, I'll be right back.
Fine. Apparently a thread has been going on in the EQ2 official forums under non-gameplay discussions. Happy, cute, fluffy bunny day. I'm looking at some of these pictures that have been posted, and it's really funny, actually. Ooh. Winman's got one here with another cute, fluffy bun-bun of doom. A lot of photoshopped images. Oh, God, that's funny. That is too funny. All right. Apparently, this Bunny of Doom has saved the world from Cthulhu, I believe. That's all right. Something like that. It kind of looks like Cthulhu. Anyway, moving on. So, yes, the forums, we basically lost a couple of, just over a month of forum postings. So that sucks. Unfortunately, I can't get them back. And from the sound of the dog barking, I think our friend Tim has arrived. Tim used to play EQ2. He might be coming back. What is this here? Ah! Drop something. Ugh. I don't like dropping stuff. Dropping stuff sucks. I'm a big guy. Getting down to pick something up kind of sucks. Okay. All right, so see what we got going on here. Nothing really interesting in the news. Not really, anyway. I'm getting ready for WrestleMania. WrestleMania 24. Can't wait. Mayweather versus the Big Show, the quote-unquote best fighter in the world going against the largest professional athlete in the world. And when they talk about the Big Show being the largest professional athlete in the world, they're not talking about how tall he is. We're talking overall mass. I guess you could say, how much water does he displace? This man is absolutely freaking huge. I got to meet him live when he was with WCW. They came to New Hampshire when I was living out there. And this man is just ginormous. You shake hands with a guy, and I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3". My hand is very large. I think Elquin and Venok can attest to the massive size of my hand, and I just disappeared in his hand. So I can't wait for Mayweather versus Big Show. I'm not sure what's going to happen. It's going to go one of two ways. They're either going to do a total screw job on the Big Show. I mean, if it's a real fight, Big Show versus Mayweather, Big Show's going to win. Because there's no way a boxer is going to be able to damage him. I mean, he's completely out of his reach. I mean, all Big Show would have to do was pretty much what he did. What was it, last week or the week before, something like that. He picked up Mayweather and threw him out of the ring. Just picked him up. I mean, the guy was like 10 feet off the ground, if not more. And he just got tossed completely out of the ring. And that's all he has to do. Just that one movement, and Mayweather is done, and that's all there is to it. Yeah, like T-Vex just said, the only way Mayweather was able to leave a mark on him was the Big Show got down on his knees and was pretty much eye to eye with him, and that was it. And broke his nose and had a black eye or something like that. But that's, I mean, wrestlers get that kind of thing all the time. Now, if it was a straight-on fight, what they call a shoot, which means no scripting, and everything is just on the up and up, Big Show would pummel him. I mean, that's all there is to it. They had a nice little press conference there. The Big Show held up his fist to Mayweather's head, and you couldn't see Mayweather's face. Just completely eclipsed him. So, I don't know. I'm hoping that they don't do a screw job here. I'm really hoping that they play it out in some kind of realism. I mean, seriously. And we can say hello to...
Why do you pronounce that?
I'm just going to say Croa. Q-R-O-A from the Legacy of Honor coming up to visit Jethel. There we go. Give him a little wave. Give him a little bow. He's up here to see me. South Kinos, if you want to come up and visit. Okay, we're going to take a little bit of a music break here. Just remembering how difficult it is to do this. To do this show here alone when I don't have any notes. It is a little difficult when I have absolutely nothing to talk about. So what are we going to do here? We're going to play some wrestling themes. Why not? Let's see here. We're going to put on Randy Orton's theme. We're going to put on Victoria's theme. They're both going to be involved in WrestleMania. Let's see here. And we'll put on Triple H's theme. Why not? I'll put that in front of Victoria. So we're going to go ahead and have some wrestling music. And then we're going to be back with win-win of the win-win situation in an interview with a PC. Okay, and we are back. Well, Elquin's not back. We have a visitor downstairs, so she's entertaining people while I'm on here. So, but I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm here in my, get back in game here. I'm here in game, and I'm sitting in my hot tub. And I'm not alone. Well, I am physically because she's not on the server right now. But who are you and why are you in my hot tub?
Because Stone Cold said so.
That's,
and I'm Win-Win.
That's damn straight, lady.
The eyebrow.
No, no, that's The Rock.
I wonder if he uses eyebrow pencil.
That's The Rock.
No, both of them have pretty spooky eyebrows.
Actually, I didn't think Stone Cold had eyebrows.
Here, one second. Let me see if I can find a picture, because I think he actually has those really strangely shaped eyebrows.
Hmm. But it's anyway, I'm here with Princess Win-Win of the Win-Win Situation.
Hello. Pretty.
Pretty pink.
Hello.
Fan.
Yes, I am.
Little Powder Puff Girl. Mm. All right, so everyone's dying to know. How the hell did you come up with Win-Win?
You know, actually the main reason she's so cute and giggly and everything is it's simple for me to roleplay. I'm Kena's obsessed in real life. I see a puppy and I fall apart. It's pretty bad. But as far as the story goes, you know, I was really intrigued by the fact that the spirit buds, you know, are separate of the bodies and come together and, how to put it, kind of recycled souls, so to speak, in a weird way. I'm down with that. And, you know, I don't really know how to articulate upon that. Rather, I thought about EQ Live.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about the, you know, the fairies then that I believe evolved into the fae now. And I just really liked the concept, and I've always loved fairies. I mean, a lot of people remember me from EQ1 begging for fairies, playable fairies.
And you got your wish, of course, in EQ2 with the EOF expansion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The expansions just get better and better, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, I'm certainly in. I mean, by the time Echoes of Fadeware came out, I was actually ready to quit EverQuest 2. I mean, I just about had it. It was just getting boring for me. And then Echoes of Fadeware came out, and of course, piqued my interest again. Like, hey, let's go back to the Fadark. And it just renewed my love with EQ2, and I told that to the devs when I was at the summit. A couple weeks ago, and so far so good. I'm really digging it. course, Kunark now, and wasn't digging it at first, of course, because I wasn't high enough level to actually enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I am, and I'm really enjoying myself.
Well, if I can ask you, what's your least favorite thing about the expansion, though, this current one?
The current one, I think just the fact that they made it so... I've always been against big high-end, big ratings, and stuff like that, and they seem to... as far as I'm concerned, the downfall of EverQuest 1 was their pandering to the rating guilds. Hmm. Everything had to be bigger, everything had to be better, everything had to be huge enough that no one could solo anymore.
I can see what you're saying.
But,
you're having problems soloing?
Shh. Quiet, you came in the middle of the conversation.
Oh.
But anyway, so when the expansion first came out, I was like, oh god, they made the whole thing, you know, 75 plus. I'm never going to be able to do anything because I'm not a grinder. I'm not a sub. I don't have meatballs or provolone cheese. No. I'm not an experienced grinder. I'm not going to go out there and go and go and go and go and go until I reach the levels. I'm going to do things at my own pace. And it just seems like, okay, I just spent, you know, whatever, $30, whatever it was for this expansion. I'm never going to be able to use it.
Hmm.
I mean, that's the way it was with the last two EverQuest expansions. EverQuest 1, I should say, before we left. The Omens of War and Gates of Discord. I couldn't use any of the content.
Yeah, I can see why that would be frustrating.
Right.
More so with Gates of Discord.
Oh, yeah, that
Omens of War... I showed you how to get into this one instance, and though we didn't get to go through the whole thing, but we could do something there at the entrance.
Yeah, Barrandu.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barrandu had had a nice place where you could kite things around. As long as they could be snared, we could kite them around and get experience and stuff like that. But for the rest of the expansion, couldn't do anything. Unless you were in a big raiding guild to hell with you. And when I saw that Rise of Kunark was going to be all 75 plus, mostly 80s content, I was afraid that they were moving in the same direction. Great, I'm not going to be able to do crap. That's it. They've gotten on their little, you know, let's pander to the raiding guild theme again. But now that I've actually reached above 75, I'm 73 now. I'm actually finding stuff that I can solo. There are a lot of. There was actually a line of quests in the Fens of Nazar, that you don't. That you don't actually have to fight for at all. It's just finding these Sarnax that are hidden. They're usually behind trees or behind a rock or something like that. They're spies. You just go over, you get their information, and you bring it back to the guy. I mean, you can do that over and over and over again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm able to solo a lot of the stuff in the fence right now, or at least in the entrance part. So, now that I am the proper level for it, I am enjoying it. And, I'm liking it.
See, I love this expansion. The only problem I've seen with it at all is that it's very... The experience got difficult for some people when it came to having to do a lot of quests. That's the thing that I've seen a lot of complaints about from people whenever I'm playing is, you know, I have to do these quests. I'm having a hard time soloing them. I'm having a hard time finding people who want to help me because, you know, they don't want to go back and do it and all that.
Yeah, I agree. Well, because everybody's going at a different pace.
Right.
You know, people can get through... them fairly quickly, there's only like we got into a discussion with this with Delmon last week.
Really?
He feels that there should be more heroic content, that he was disappointed that when he got into the plains there was very little heroic content for grouping. But I've noticed that as you go through the different levels, the amount of heroic content does increase, and I think it was in the Fens that I had 5 or 6. I think we worked it out at least to 11% of the quests that you pick up in the Fens. That's all of them. equal out to be about 11% that you have to have somebody with you. Not even, not maybe a full group, but at least a couple other people.
Hey, come on, I'm a ranger. I got to have somebody with me for damn near everything.
I've been doing fine. Now, see, that's the difference between him and I. I don't go out and, I don't think I go out and grind. I just go out and do the quests, and I wander around and...
And I've noticed in EQ2, the experience is in the questing. I mean, I could spend the same amount of time doing a quest and the same amount of time just fighting, you know, fighting mobs and stuff like that, and the quest experience will always be at least double.
Mm-hmm. Yes, going out and just killing straight mobs is not going to level you.
No.
Right. You know, though, I really like... I personally like the focus on questing, but I love lore. I personally can't stand it when people push me to just finish a quest. Like, what are you doing reading it? You know, just finish the quest. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. I just can't do that.
I've had that happen, too.
Oh,
go,
yeah.
What are you doing reading? Yeah. Well, what are you doing that for? Well, it's a quest, and I want to see what it's about, and I want to read it.
I mean, you got to think of the jobs of the developers and the writing staff here. I mean, you got to read this stuff. Otherwise, we're going to start seeing NPCs with little, you know, feathers above their head. We're going to click on them. They're going to go, you want to? And they, you want experience? Yes. Here you go.
You want to do something? Okay, go toss some midgets. Right?
Woo!
Yeah.
Gnome tossing.
Yeah.
Toss the gnome 12 times into that ring.
But seriously, in EQ2, and I've played just about every major MMO RPG out there. I mean, I've been playing them since Shadows of Cerberus, you know, back in the days of the Sierra Network and stuff. I've been very heavy into it. This is the best written game, in my opinion, that I've played. In other games, you always find people stepping over themselves, and of course, it's going to happen in any game. But in my opinion, so far, this game has been the best about not mangling its own lore too much in any one given area. Because, I mean, when you have a multitude of people working on one thing, you know, there are going to be little accidents lore-wise. It's bound to happen.
We've already found a couple, so...
Well, yeah, it happens. But then again, a lot of people forget that this is a separate timeline.
Right, this is not a continuation of EverQuest 1.
Right. A lot of people forget it's a separate timeline. And, but as far as the quests go, I enjoy reading these ones. I find the information pertinent. I don't find it like, hey, do you like monkeys? Okay, go kill some. You know? I can't stand stuff like that.
Taterback gorillas.
Taterback?
Yeah.
You just made me imagine a gorilla carrying around a sack of potatoes.
Yeah, like, he likes...
Yeah, we like some taters.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now joined by Yoda. Spanker monkey, I will.
Mad monkey, even.
Oh, I do that too well. It's kind of frightening.
You do a great Yoda. I like it.
Oh, thank you.
I can't do Yoda.
Yeah, it's fun with my husband. I'll be like,
you will cook me.
He's all like, ugh, what?
We love you, Win-Win.
Aw, I love you too. Ooh, you know what I want to see?
What do you want to see?
What I would really like to see. Personally, and I was just thinking about this, and this has probably been brought up a million times to the desk, but this is just seriously something I thought about. You know, when you go to somebody's house in the game, to a degree, no matter how well decorated it is, the items are great. And I definitely think that, you know, Domino has done a wonderful job bringing more into the homes. I do think, however, there should be, to a certain point, scriptable NPCs.
So you can make up your own within your house.
Well, like, especially on the RP servers, you know, if a group of people want to get together and roleplay, you know, why can't you have a bartender?
Well, somebody takes the spot of the bartender.
Right. Somebody typically does that, but, you know, if you wanted to have a certain setup to feel like you're walking into a bar rather than you have to set it up yourself, you know what I mean? Like, if that bartender could just be there. I'm weird about immersion that way. You know, I just think that would be a neat little perk, and I don't mean anything like... Because if you allowed people to script him, I mean, I don't even want to know what people would have them saying.
Hey, baby.
It'd be like, hey, do you, you know, blah, blah, blah. No. Mm-mm. But, just like little things where you could right-click them and, like, have certain animations or something. Just little things like that I think would be kind of neat.
They have, like, guards at the door, and if a dark elf walks in, it's like, halt! God, I went into Daggerfall mode. Do you ever play Daggerfall?
I did. That is a game on Earth.
You, like, hit one of the guards just for the hell of it, and they're like, halt, halt!
Right. Next thing you know, you're dying over and over. You know, I played that entire series from Arena. Did you ever play Arena?
Oh, yes.
Now, that was a buggy game. Oh, my gosh.
Well, unfortunately, I decided to start playing Arena after I had a Pentium processor. Wow, was that a mistake? It wasn't made for such a fast computer.
Yeah, it was going like...
It's like, oh my god, I was down in the dungeon and all of a sudden I started running in the...
Gonads and strides. Like,
you do that way too
gosh,
well.
I
gotta, like, get a sound clip of you going, hi, this is Win-Win of the Win-Win Situation. You're listening to the Jethro Silverwing Show. Whee!
You know, actually, a lot of the guilds I've been in, Invent, are like, yeah, the one that sounds like a fae, that's Win-Win. I'm like, I do not sound like a fae. I don't know what they're talking about. What you talking about, Willis?
But you do sound like a fae.
That's what EverQuest 2 needs, more Gary Coleman.
What you talking about, Overlord?
Oh my gosh, Gary Coleman is looking to Lair. I just imagined him dressed up like that. Oh my gosh, that would freak me out. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they got different spells to shake the world.
I decided Christopher Walken would make a good Lucan to Lair.
Now look, Christopher Walken would definitely make a much better Overlord than Lucan.
You know, I talked to Scott once about the early development of the game, and he said something about them trying to get Bruce Campbell at one point.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Is that your something? I think that would have been hilarious.
Hail to the king, baby.
Hey, Antonia, give me some sugar. Yeah, all right. Oh.
This is my boomstick.
I think it's really great that they did get the guy who voiced Invader Zim.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Oh, my gosh. Fat Rubber Piggy!
He even makes sort of a reference back to Vader Zim, too.
Really? I didn't catch it. What was it?
Oh, God. I don't know. I can't remember. I interviewed him, but he blew me up. So.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to play the interview.
Are you going to play it so you can hear it?
You're going to have to turn on your Winamp for this. Let me see here. Cogburn, is that the guy?
Yes.
Okay, it's Cogburn.
No!
What? I think so. Yeah.
Well, actually, I can look really quick.
Yeah, it's Cogburn.
Yes.
It is him?
Okay, so, Wynn, if you have your Winamp or whatever it is that you use ready, I'm going to go ahead and play this.
Alrighty.
And, well, this is the actual guy who used to do Invader Zim. And he does an NPC by the name of Cogburn. What zone is that in, hun?
He's in the Wailing Caves.
The Wailing Caves. So.
Which is off of the Commonlands.
Okay, so here is Elk Magenna interviewing Cogburn.
This is Elk Magenna. After what happened last week, I thought I'd try to redeem myself. So I made an appointment with a gnome who I... think might be able to help me find something to blow up that Twilight Citadel. So, here I am in the Wailing Caves to see Cogburn.
You're just in time! Yes, yes, just in time to help me continue my research with the popping and smoke proofing. So very exciting. Yes.
I need something very big, popping, smoking, you know? So can you help me out here, Cog?
Lovely day for a bit of doom, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Impending doom. Yes, that's it. Now, Cog, what do I need to do here?
All you have to do is fetch me these smashed remains of these undead orcs.
You mean these over here in the cave, huh? And I have to smash them up?
Yeah, of course you have to smash them before they're any good to me. Nothing worse than components trying to eliminate the Tinker!
Yes, my master!
I was not amused!
I don't see how smashed orc bones will make anything that will go boom, but... Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Good. I'm glad we agree. You fetch me what I need, and I'll see what I can do for you. You can trust me, can't you?
No, I don't know if I could trust you, but...
Oh, no matter.
What choice do I have here? Well, folks, this will just take a moment. Okay, how's this?
What? No smoldering popping boom? I'm almost done! I've 78% of component A, 12% of ingredient B, and all I need now is the last 15% of sample D. Go, get me my stuff!
Hey, what do I look like here, girl?
I love this show.
Alright, fine. How about now?
Marvelous! Just fine. Most satisfactory, absolutely acceptable. Not bad, even. What is it? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at my empty hands. Weren't you supposed to give me something, you know, popping, boom, remember? I mean, after all this, nothing for me?
I see. So it's the kind of relationship, is it? So be it. Here, take it. Go on, take it. I didn't want it anyway. Wait, yes, I did. I need that piece. Here, take this. It's much nicer.
Well, let's see what I got. Oh, that's it? That's all I get? A doomstick? Oh, God. Well, this is, Elkmagina Silverwing signing out, and, you know, maybe next week I'll find something better to redeem myself with. What a waste of my time. Like, this stick is gonna blow up anything. God, what a crap.
Oh, I want it to explode.
Okay, we're back. So that was the guy who actually does Invader Zim, or did Invader Zim, I should say. Because the show's been canceled, so.
I know. I love Jonan Vasquez.
Okay, so. You love you love the Fae. You love the story behind the Fae.
I do.
And Winwin's personality is basically yours in real life.
Sadly enough. Yeah, I'm one of those weird people. I'll get all dressed up like an 80s freak and dance around the house listening to music.
I am an 80s freak. Okay, so what's with the pink? Is pink everything for you?
You know, in all honesty, and this is actually really funny, I'm getting ready to dye my hair pink again in real life, and all of my friends are like, this brown looks so unnatural on you. I'm like, this is my natural color. They're like, it's weird. I've just, everybody's always known me wearing all pink, having pink hair, playing all pink characters. I don't know how to word it. The color pink puts me in a different frame of mind. It just makes me happy. And also, you know, I wasn't allowed to have a lot of pink when I was a kid for obvious reasons, so...
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I was rebellious at first. I don't know. But it just caught on and it hasn't left.
Okay, so you're rebelling now, wearing the pink that you were refused as a child.
Yeah, you know, I think so, partially. I think there has to be that subconscious part. And no, pink is not evil, Domino. You're wrong.
You know, I really wish they'd bring back... I speak for a lot of people. When I say I really wish they would bring back tints.
You know...
In EQ1, we were able to tint our armor to whatever color we wanted. And there you go, you could have had pink everywhere.
I think that's another issue of waiting till after they have avatars and stuff.
Before anything...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I wonder if anything like that would be more possible after, like, the the model revamp that they've been talking about. I mean, right now, as it stands, I don't think half of this armor would really work with tints.
No, because isn't the armor colored?
Yeah, the armor's already colored, so they would have to redo everything in a monochrome, or in a grayscale.
Well, I think they could always make something craftable, but I mean, the time that could be spent on that, you know, I think it's a matter of prioritizing and...
No, no, there's nothing more important than EverQuest than the style, the fashion, giving Waywinter, giving Winwin the ability to make everything pink.
I just hope when they come out with new, when they finally come out with the new avatars, and they decide to give us new armor and stuff, that we'll have the females will have a little bit of freedom as to what they want to wear, and how they want to wear it, and more important, covering up from head to toe.
And more importantly, boob size. We need more. We need more issues with boob sizes.
Oh lordy!
I mean, World of Warcraft does have a what is it, PG rating or whatever it is, same rating as this one, but the night elves are damn sexy.
They're hot!
You know, the thing that giggles me, though, I don't know. I just... When I first played a Fae, I'm like, oh my gosh, how can they fly? I mean, seriously.
Well,
how can you fly with that?
Well, you don't see them flying on their backs. So, you know, they kind of... So they get in the air and they're automatically on their tummies. Can't fly upward! See, that's why you can't really fly. You're kind of gliding along the ground.
Tanar gave us too much growth, yes. Yes.
I'm all for it.
Oh, my. I don't even want to know what you would do with Tanar's... No. No. Evil.
Okay, Casiel. Apparently on the Antonia Bale server... says, everyone needs to raid in pink, especially the trolls. What do you think about trolls in pink?
I think it's hot.
You think even a troll would be hot in pink?
I think the mobs would fall down laughing, and, you know, while they're laughing, we could slice their throats.
There you go.
I just think everybody needs to wear pink.
I don't think Jethro would look very good in pink.
Yeah, I think you need to wear pink.
I don't know.
It's okay to be wrong. You need to wear pink. I don't do the condescending thing well.
No, I don't think Jeff will be wearing pink anytime soon, really. It's bad enough he enjoys wearing a bit of green every once in a while. For a wood elf, he's not really woodsy, is he? Except for, of course, when he's...
working the wood.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Gentle's a woodworker. He works his wood, and he does it shirtless.
Oh, okay. Well,
I started doing that back when I was in the Legacy of Honor. This is before the Soga models. And the original models, of course, the wood elves are a lot softer. And, of course, Gentle has his full-body tattoo going. And I'm there. I'm working on arrows or whatever it is, and this girl from the Legacy of Honor comes down. And it's just standing there. I'm like, can I help you with something? She's like, oh, I'm just watching. Sighs. So ever since then, it's been a running gag that Jethel is working his wood. And he always works shirtless.
Oh, my.
Just for the ladies.
Oh, my gosh. You know, speaking of Soga models, what do you guys think of them overall?
I like some of them.
I do too. I have to say, I partially like the halflings more. Something about the female halfling models freaked me out.
I think the Soga halfling models are fantastic.
Oh yeah, they're adorable.
I mean, that is how I picture a halfling.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's going to look a little less anorexic.
Yeah. The Ogre Soga models, I don't like them at all. But then again, that's more of an Asian thing. Let's see, which other ones do I have off permanently? barbarians. I don't like the Sogo barbarians. I mean, I think they look okay.
Mm-hmm.
They look okay, but they're just, I don't know, just not what I like to see. I just prefer the original models.
Hmm. You know, I've got all the original models on except for the Dark Elf.
Yeah, I really don't like the original Dark Elves. I mean, Fennock mentioned this last week. The original Dark Elf models really look bad, in my opinion. And that's nothing against the dev team, nothing against the model designers and stuff like that. It's just I don't really think the Dark Elf models came out very well.
You know, I think they're very stylized. I do think they're a little flamboyant in appearance.
A bit.
They look like they've had eye lifts.
Yeah. And the ears, I'm not digging the ears either.
Oh my gosh, I just figured it out. They look like plastic surgery addicts. It's perfect for evil.
You know, I think you're right. They do look like plastic surgery. Now, I'm sure you've gone into New Tenaria.
Oh, yeah.
Is it me, or do the high elf females in, like, the library area really look like Paris Hilton? They're as skinny as rails, nothing up top. I mean that in brains or breasts.
Well, you know, but they don't have the wonky eye action.
True, true.
You need to have the wonky eye if you really want to do Paris.
Hmm.
But, you know, I kind of like her wonky eye. I kind of do.
Oh, yeah?
Because her character. Everybody needs a little wonk.
Take a wonk on the wild side, maybe.
Wonk, wonk.
Wonk, 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 wonk.
Every time she blinks, I imagine it just going, wonk, wonk, wonk. I'm such a dork, I know.
That's fine.
No, I think they have a very... You know, I actually really like their appearance. I really do.
Hmm. You mean the High Elves of New Tenaria?
Yeah, I do. I like them a lot. Overall, though, I think a lot of the models... Those models almost look more Sogo to me.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Sogo team helped them out with that at all. They've been helping with a lot of little things, you know?
Hmm.
Like with Nariak, and I know they're helping with guild halls.
Hmm. I can't wait for those damn guild halls to show up.
I'm excited too. I'm really excited. And, you know, I really hope that, you know, if I had any influence on that, it would be a way to formalize alliances between guilds as well.
I think that would be cool. Alliances between the guilds, and also choose enemies that can be PvP. If you belong to opposing sides, murder them.
Vandalize their guild hall.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, it's like griefing would get a bit heavy. Maybe on the PvP servers. People are already griefy. There are a ton of people on the PvP server that do things like try to block the entrance to Vision's Peak and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
so people can't get their epic or their mythicals.
I think the devs would really frown on. I think the support team would really frown on that.
No, people do it on the PvP servers.
Mm.
They're hardcore. They. Yeah, I couldn't do PvP myself. You know, it's like, I get, like, EQ2 flames and stuff, I get enough hate already, I cannot imagine what it would be like for me on a PvP server.
Oh, yeah, people coming after you all the time.
Oh my gosh, I see pink, kill it!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it could be kind of fun in another way, it'd be like, I wouldn't even get to hit the ground from Kelithin.
What's that?
I wouldn't even get to hit the ground from Kelithin. I'd have an arrow on my head before I landed, dude.
Hmm. We had a comment here on the OGR channel. What would you think about having the ability to have pink armor? I mean, I'm sorry, not pink armor. I'm sorry, pink wallpaper in your house.
You know, wallpaper is one thing I've been very interested in. They did mention, though, that at one point, I think somebody asked them about the lack of options. I'm sorry, I just got a message from Domino saying, never, no pink wallpaper, no. Evil, evil, evil.
Come on, Domino!
Domino, I'll give you $5.
Put in pink wallpaper, or I'll come up and give you a big hug.
Come on, pink paisley, you know you wanna. No response. No bribing doves, no pink.
Alright, you know what? Since we have apparently Domino is listening.
No, yes, she is.
Let's see where it says her.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to put on Domino's OGR plug. It's just 4 seconds long, but what the hell. So we'll be back in 6 seconds.
This is Domino, and you're listening to Online Gaming Radio.
Perfect. All right, there it was. This is Domino, and you're listening to Online Gaming Radio.
But I do think I remember somebody saying something, one of the devs saying something about how so much resource was used by different wall options, flooring options, and all that.
Mm-hmm. Too bad.
You know what I would like to see more of? Things that could be layered and in effect to change a floor or whatnot. Oh, she said pink causes lag and crashes servers.
So like rugs and stuff like that, maybe?
Not so much rugs. I mean, like things that could be paneled a little more easily. Like, not even necessarily a piece of furniture. Like a textile, rather. You know, like tiling or something for the house. I think that would be interesting.
I think it would be too.
So that way you could divide a room up in different ways and actually have different appearances in that same room. It would just give a little more creative liberty, in my opinion. And it would be neat to have people able to create textiles for the house.
You know what I'd like? I have one of the large manors in Kansas. I'd like to be able to take the skylight out and just have the open sky.
That would be neat.
Cool. I mean, considering, you know, you've been upstairs in my house, I think.
Yeah.
It's a forest.
I have.
It's a forest. I mean, I would love to have an open sky here.
You did a very good job with that.
Thank you. It took me all day to arrange the trees, so you can't really see the walls. Although I could probably use another 10 trees or so. I was just going to say, Elgin's gonna kill me if I ask her for more trees.
I made him like 40. Can I have 20 more, hon?
Oh. Oh my gosh, you should see how many plants I have in my house. It's absurd. I almost reached the maximum number for the house. Maximum number of items in the house just on that.
It's easy to do. When you start creating decorating, you max it out real quick.
Yeah, that's why I think it's also awesome that Domino put in the vault expander and the house expander. That's pretty spiffy, yo.
Oh, I almost forgot something.
Midgets?
No, you can never forget the midgets. Well, yeah. we had a guilding, Guardians of the Vaedark, right before we went online here. Guardians of the Vaedark, that's Phylox's guild. Ding to 27, I believe. So we're going to give Phylox a guild ding for 27. There we go. And also the...
Congratulations.
Pardon me. And the Legion of Kithacor dinged 59 yesterday.
Woo!
Yay, Legion of Kithacor. Woo! We rock.
And a level and a half more, I can get my pink rhino.
You're not allowed to have a pink rhino.
Oh, yes, I am.
I forbid it.
Oh, no, no.
You have been denied!
I will have a pink rhino.
Pink rhino. Now I know.
Mr. Tumpykins.
I saw that and went, who'd want a pink rhino? Win-win.
It's actually really cute. Win-win
rhino.
On the rhinos.
And I'm being told that Chomsky on the Unrest server dinged to an 80 woodworker. That's a nice congratulations there. So let's see. Trade skill ding. There we go.
I love Chomsky.
And the Shard Collectors Guild dinged to 75 yesterday. So we'll give them a nice guild ding there.
We had a couple dings in guild. Have to go to the events.
Yeah, like, who dinged a 73 recently? Who was that guy? That guy that never dings. Who is... Oh me!
That too.
So we're going to give Jethel a ding. Who else dinged in the guild?
You know, I'm getting messages from Monty, the geek. And he says, do you know that up until the early 1900s, pink was a man's color?
It was. It really? Was. Actually, back in biblical days, male babies were wrapped in pink and baby girls were wrapped in blue.
I wonder why they changed it.
You know, I have no earthly or even alien idea.
I have no idea. So we have Helena from the Legion of Kithacor thinking to a 34 wizard recently.
Mm-hmm.
Xanadai is now a 67 alchemist.
Congrats. Let's
see what else we got here. Scrolling down the events.
Oh, the geek blames Barbie.
Barbie.
The geek blames Barbie.
Akrons of the Unrest server has dinged 32. Congratulations. Let's go ahead and do that ding there. Ding. What else we got here?
Congrats.
Aferis. Aferis, Legion of Kithacor, is now a 53 paladin. pardon me.
Are you okay, huh?
Elquin Jenna dinged to 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not happy about that.
No.
Congratulations.
I'm really not. I mean, it's like...
Now there's nothing left to do.
Yeah.
No, there's plenty left to do.
I still have stuff to do. It's just that I did not set out and say, I'm going to become 80. That was my main goal, my main focus. I'm always looking at that. No, I wasn't looking at the experience bar. I was just experiencing the content of the game, doing the quest, exploring, running around, having a good time, and all of a sudden, ding! Aw.
Aw.
And there was no end movie. So Delmon lied.
I beat a request, too.
Matter of fact, I was down in the bottom of syllabus somewhere, and I was concentrating more on the mobs. I had my speakers down. I didn't even hear it. I missed the sound of my last ding.
Oh. Hey, hon, Kitty wants to know when Tim left so she can have an ETA.
Oh.
Probably half an hour ago.
When did I come back on the air? About a half hour ago?
She's all confused. I'm telling him, oh yeah, he was here. He said something about going to a brothel.
Oh. Ew. Oh my.
And then she's like, a brothel? Because Bothell is a town nearby. And I'm like, no, a brothel.
Yeah, it's where people go to buy chicken broth in bulk. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Exactly.
Bouillon cubes.
A bouillon cube specialty store. Oh my gosh, that would just be so hot. Bouillon world.
At least you get your square on.
Right. Oh gosh. Aw, my puppy's assaulting my husband's face. He's so cute.
Is your husband being sexually assaulted?
Chomsky is saying that they're on unrest. They want you to come home.
Aww, I I miss them. I, you know, the shard collectors are some of my best friends in the game. They're really sweet. I love them to death. I love them like a fat girl loves chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that sounds bad. But you know
what
I mean.
So you like to put them in your mouth and let them melt there for a while?
You know?
This show has an adult rating, people! Come on, work with me!
I think I just drank a can of Diet Hell No.
A what?
A can of Diet Hell No.
Oh, I see.
Does that compare anything to the undieted Hell Yes?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know how that became one of my stupid little catchphrases, but everybody knows me for that in real life now. They're like, so why'd you drink a can of diet today? Or diet can of what? I'm like, I don't know. It's just one of those dumb little idiosyncrasies.
I'm always a big fan of, hey, I'm in a big old can of shut the hell up.
You know, actually thinking about it, I remember now, this guy was flirting with me online, and I told him to go drink a can of Diet STFU.
Nice. So when you say stuff like that, it's always diet, though?
It's always diet. Otherwise, it goes straight to my butt.
Well, do you have, like, diet water?
Diet water? Yes, I do.
I got a big
especially
old...
filtered.
I got a big old package of dehydrated water. I have no idea what to add to it.
You know,
air. Add some
you know
air
what's really, really disturbing? You add water to powdered potatoes, and you get mashed potatoes, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But if you add water to baby powder, you don't get mashed baby.
I know. They cheat us every time on that.
You know, it's disturbing. It's disturbing.
You get this little pile of really disgusting tasting stuff.
You taste it?
Yeah, it's the baby powder. Yeah.
No, she just keeps the baby powder for when she puts it on her hand before she smacks you in the face.
She doesn't smack me on the face, she smacks me on the ass.
Yeah.
unlike Morian, who, if you were listening to us doing EQ Tuesday earlier...
said we took us over. We took it over.
Who apparently likes smacking me in the balls as hard as she can with her warhammer. Thanks, appreciate that.
Oh my!
I was just laying there like, what the hell was that for a level?
You know, that brings up an interesting subject that has
What's
been
that?
Running through my mind. What do you think of all the epic weapons, like the models for them all?
Honestly,
like which ones do you like? Which ones don't you like?
Honestly, I gotta say, the Ranger's epic weapon, I think, could have been done better.
I've seen the Rogue one. I thought that was cool.
Oh, yes, yes.
Seen the Shadow Knight's one. That was cool looking.
Yes.
The Cleric's one is sort of, what in the heck were they thinking, you know?
You mean the Templars?
Yeah, the Templars. Well, I'll always call them Clerics, okay?
Oh, no, I understand that.
I haven't seen one that I really disliked, except for the clerics, you know?
No, there's a, shit, I probably have it on me.
Bitty, bitty cleric. Great big hammer, you know?
Now,
Now,
I honestly think that the Dizonk Bow of Flame looks better than the Ranger's Epic. I'll link that in the channel here.
You know, I'd have to take a look at the epics again, like their epic bow. I think I saw our epic bow once and went, okay. Oh, all right.
You know, I thought I heard once that they were planning on a choice between melee or ranged for rangers or something
That's what I had heard, too. But...
I guess they just ran out of time or something. I don't know. Or just figured, you know, better to just focus on one thing. But, you know, I have to admit, as far as models go, I think they were all masterfully done, but I'm not fond of the Zerker one.
Oh, yeah.
I think It doesn't look intimidating to me. When I think berserker, I think, oh my gosh, this person is going to do something with my body that's going to frighten me. Mm-hmm. I don't think, what is that? It looks sort of like a grooming tool.
I think the Necros have the duck on the stick again.
I think so.
You know, though, the Necron's really cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
But the other one I don't like is the Truby one. I don't like the axe.
I don't think I've seen it.
No.
It looks like an axe.
An axe?
And that's it? Just an axe?
No, it kind of looks like a guitar and an axe, you know.
Oh,
like
right. Okay, I know.
A play on
the... Yeah, I have
the
seen
word. Calling a guitar an axe, yeah?
Yeah.
The analogs of troubadours hate the axe.
You know, I think it's a cute concept, but I just think that's...
Could have been done differently.
You know, I'd rather be bonking people with a harp.
Yeah, that would be cute.
I'd rather bonk people with a harp. I mean, what I love about being a Templar is my hammer is as big as me.
So you like your epic hammer? With all the whirly thingamajiggers going?
You know, in all honesty, I was hoping for something different than a hammer, but as far as a hammer goes, it's the coolest hammer I've seen.
Yeah. Can't argue with that.
It keeps in the same cool line, but personally, I would have done something...
Pink?
Yeah.
Well, of course. I actually made a screenshot of my character holding up the hammer going, but it's not pink.
Wait. I can see the epic hammer as designed by Win-Win. It is the most frilly, girly hammer you've ever seen, and when you hit something, a big poof of pink glitter goes everywhere.
There you go.
I figured this way, we got the epics at least in finally.
Yes.
You know, they're right here, we got them. Let's just roll.
I actually really like them all. I just think some of them conceptually were a little like, huh? But the stories for all of them are great. I really like them. If you guys have read the lore for different ones, I really like how it weaves in. Some of them even weave in with lore from EQOA.
Well, no one's going to get the lore from EQOA. No one plays the game.
You're just not hardcore enough, man.
Hey, man. Listen up, man. When Xanadu and True Fight and Skyheart left EQOA, they took half the population. Ooh, Den Mom logged in. I'm
going to
say
Den Mom.
I love Den Mom.
Yummy. I'm writing her into one of my stories soon. You might want to warn her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Run, Den Mom, run.
I can see it now. Punk. Because the Den Mom has got it going on. I love Den Mom.
I love her too.
I got to have her on the show again. I must.
She's such a sweetheart.
She is.
You know, I'm still looking forward to the in-game voice chat stuff.
That'll be cool. That'll be fun.
Did I mention last time that there's going to be the ability to change your voice while you're using it?
You know, I'm a fan of that, and I'm not. And let me tell you why. You can't tell how old somebody is in-game. You can't tell how to gauge what's appropriate in conversation, what's not appropriate in conversation without saying, hey, I'm sorry, are you a kid? You know? And with that ability to change your voice on there, I just think it. People are going to have to be a little more responsible. You know, it's up to the people on that. And I think it's a great feature when it comes. But I just think it's going to...
What's the difference between that and typing?
It'll destroy everything.
You know, I think some people aren't careful enough when they're typing. Some of the things that I've seen, people say to kids, and I'll be like, hey, you know that person's like 13, 14 years old, right? And they're like, I'm like, yeah, you just hit on a 13-year-old there, Sparky. You might want to
Boy, that sounds like Jethel's first marriage.
Oh.
Courted this girl. We RP married. And then afterward, you know, people were coming up to me. By the way, do you realize she's 14 in real life?
Yeah.
No. If I knew that, I wouldn't have married her.
Yeah, you know,
and that her mom was in the guild.
And she didn't say anything until after you married her?
Exactly. I'm like, excuse me?
Oh my. Yeah, that would be a bit disconcerting for sure.
I think I should be offended. Mom logged in. I said, hi, Mom. She logged back out.
She's very busy.
She hates me.
Only on weekends.
Win-win, how come she hates me?
Have you had a breath mint lately?
I'm munching on jelly. I'm munching on jelly beans.
Maybe it's the fact that you're a Tonga and you have surprises all over the house.
Those aren't chocolate Easter eggs all over the place.
Hey, wait a minute. I know.
And they ain't raisins either.
Hey! Don't make me send Jethel after you.
Oh, please.
Oh my gosh. So this guy the other day.
I'd like to see him come where I'm at.
Okay, so the guy the other day. Go on, Wynn.
Yeah, he tried to have a debate. I don't know how it came up, but he was a role player. He played a Rotonga. And he's all talking about how, and I feel so gross even mentioning this, because, you know, rodents don't really have control over their functions.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's all like, you know, we evolved, you know, sphincter control. I'm like, okay, dude, no, ew, okay. That's not roleplay, that's just grody. Like, and he started talking to me about it, and he's like, no, you know, seriously. And he just started trying to convince me and, like, making up lore and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, Sparky. You have a nice day there.
Take a seat, you see. We have sphincters now.
I was just like, wow, you're devoted. I have to give you that there.
I don't see how we could. We get. Have you ever seen a bathroom in Norath?
You know.
Yeah, the Archer's Woods.
There is not one. There's one. There's one bathroom in all of North that I know of.
Actually, I was actually pretty certain that most of North Freeport was, but that could be just me. Especially under the.
Don't say nothing in Channel Domino. If they got it.
There are latrines in Stormhold?
Yes, that is the only place in the entire place that I know that there's a bathroom.
I had no idea there was a latrine in Stormhold.
You know how hard it is to hold it all the way from the fens?
You know, I think that's one thing that may sound really weird, but I think that's something that should be in the homes. I don't know. Something tells me I don't want to jump down from Kelevin to grab a leaf and hide behind a rock.
Make sure it's not a poison oak leaf.
Oh, come on.
Domino says there's a bathtub outside of Runny Eye.
Hopefully people aren't using it for that. EQ2, that's what we need. We need bidets. We need bidets.
Sit down. Hey, what's this lever for? Hey, whoa, wait a minute.
Is it a drinking fountain? I actually got asked that by somebody who had never seen a bidet before. In real life.
And for those of you who don't know what a bidet is.
I also had a friend in high school, and this is totally no joke. We were talking about different countries, and I talked about Mongolia, because I was doing a paper on history and stuff. And he goes, isn't that where Mongoloids come from? I'm like, are you serious? And he's
Mongoloids come from your mommy and your mommy and your uncle making babies.
Oh, crack. No, I was just like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, that's called a Mongolian.
Yeah, just like the Mongolian grill. This episode of The Death of Living Wing Show has been brought to you by the Mongolian grill. Grab a bowl. It's only $10. Have you ever been to a Mongolian grill?
I love them. I absolutely love them.
We love the Mongolian grill. One just opened up in town here not too long ago, and we try to go every weekend if we can.
You know, I have to admit, I always feel like an ass when I go to them, though, because I'm vegetarian. And I hate asking for any sort of special treatment. But I'm like, hey, I hate to be a pain in the butt, but please don't cook that on that dead thing there. Or near that dead thing. Thank you.
You realize if we ever meet and we go out to dinner, I'm going to order a veal in front of you.
Oh, that's fine.
I have to. It's a moral imperative. I have to. I have to completely disgust every vegetarian that I meet.
You know what's funny, though? I'm a PETA member and everything. I'm not, like, that hardcore, like, to the point where people, you know, I really don't know how to word it. People, I don't go out of my way to push my views on people.
Not a fanatic.
I'm a fanatic in my own right. Like, I literally see my puppies as my children. And people are like, no, they're just dogs. I'm like, no, you're in my house. They're my children.
Those are your little babies.
They are. They're my four-legged munchkins from a very, very... It was a tumultuous relationship. We won't go there.
Let me do this web search here.
Not vandalistic on what you do.
Win-win German Shepherd.
oh, gross, dude.
No, I'm sorry, nothing's coming up.
Oh.
Well, you said it was a tumultuous relationship ending up with puppies as your children. I'm sorry. That's just the way it goes on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
That's what happens when you buy a uterus on eBay. What can I say? No. You know, I really do wish in some ways that I could have human babies, but just. And another thing is, you know, my friends. Love their kids. Always glad to hand them back.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? At least you and your husband there can have fun trying. Over and over and over again.
I'm married, hon.
I know. That's what I said. I said your husband.
Yeah, I'm married. That stuff stops.
Oh, exactly. I'm sorry. I was married once, too.
Oh, my. No, really.
Oh,
I think
please! I'm sorry. Yeah. From I could just imagine. I'm sorry. What I'm picturing in my head cannot be said on air. I mean, even if there is a mature audience rating here, but
oh, it must be really bad.
It's
oh my!
I'm sorry. I could just picture. I'm not going to say his name, unless you want to. But I can just picture your husband under your desk right now.
Oh my God, Jethel. Ew. Bad monkey. No cookie. No cookie for you, Jethel.
Hun,
no cookie.
Hun, huh? I did it.
You got her?
I got her. I got her to the point where she had nothing to say.
Ooh. No, I have stuff I could say.
Go right ahead.
Oh, no, I can't. I don't want to be too vulgar on the air. Oh, trust me, you know I can be vulgar.
He's baiting you.
Oh, no, I can be horribly
don't
vulgar.
Don't give into it.
Just when you thought the show couldn't get any more vulgar, you thought this was it. Wait, we found another rock later. Let's dig a little deeper.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Jethel, you're a bad influence.
I am, yeah. And you can ask anyone in my guild. I'm horrible.
I am the devil himself.
No. Can't take that much credit.
Aw.
Not yet.
But, you know, I was role-playing with Fenok the other day.
Yes.
I was annoying the ever-living crap out of him.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, I was just playing pranks on him, going into Sylvani form, landing on his eyebrow, leaving glitter all over his face. He's like, get it off me! I'm like, hee-hee. That's fun. You know, that's one thing I think has been lacking in MMORPGs. I don't know if you guys ever played tabletops, did you?
Briefly.
You know, tabletops were fun. What did you think of them, hon?
I loved them. I had one of the first series of the D&D books, the ones that came in the white box, the three little booklets.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's how long I've been playing.
You know,
I don't tabletop.
I haven't tabletopped in a long time now.
Aw. You see, tabletop groups, in my experience, have largely died off here. Of course, I'm in the middle of the Bible Belt, where some people are still like, D&D? Doesn't that, like, involve worshiping Satan? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there are still people here that literally think that, not to say anything negative about anybody, but I've seriously had people say that. And it's even worse if you try to play a Call of Cthulhu game here. Oh my gosh.
Well, Call of Cthulhu is totally evil.
I know.
I have a copy of the Necronomicon. Which was,
really?
Which was, of course, written by H.P. Lovecraft, the creator of Cthulhu.
I love H.P. Lovecraft.
So do I. I've seen, like, every H.P. Lovecraft-based movie that's ever been... released, and I've got to say, they all suck. Howard Philip Lovecraft is spinning in his grave, and his head is spinning the opposite direction.
Have you ever seen Cute Thulu?
A what?
Cute Thulu. C-U-T-E. T-H-U-L-U.
L-H-U.
It's these two little girls who have a plushy Cthulhu doll, and they're having a tea party with him, and it just keeps going in on him. It's like, hey, Cthulhu, would you like some more tea? And he's all like, the camera just pans in on his face. It's like, duh. You know, just all these dramatic sounds and stuff. And then there's H.P. Lovecraft in his grave banging his head against the ceiling of it. It's great.
Have you ever seen the movie Cast a Deadly Spell?
You know, I don't believe I have.
It's got to be one of the more better done Cthulhu-based movies.
More better done? Is that the technical term, huh?
Yes.
Sorry.
More better done. As opposed to, God, the star of the Reanimator.
Oh, gosh.
Guy with glasses. He's been like in like half the Cthulhu movies out there. And it does not have him, which makes it a better movie. Which makes it a more better movie, yes.
More better?
Mm-hmm. Munchkin Cthulhu, says Rosalie.
Munchkin. Love Cthulhu! Sorry. You know, although I really hope they never do an anime version of Cthulhu, that's all I will say. All I will say.
Look, it is Cthulhu! It is Legion of the Elder Gods! Ha ha!
Yeah, too many tentacles.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just no. Mm-mm. Thank you.
Let's all Google Cthulhu. Let us all Google Cthulhu tentacles.
Is that why Japanese anime has a lot of tentacle stuff in it?
They just love Cthulhu? Tentacles.
You know, I don't know the history of hentai. You've got me curious now. Not that I'd ever watch it, but yeah, if that doesn't just make me sound horrible right there. Why are you staring at me like that? Mm-hmm. Why are you... Urotsikadoji desu ne. Anyway.
Can I just say that Momoche, the Japanese customer relations rep, is just the cutest thing in the world?
There is a Delph Chat video posted on the EQ2 boards under the community section. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great.
Yeah, she's really at the table. I like her a lot.
She's so cute.
She's such a sweetheart.
She is. I just wanted to pack her up in my suitcase and bring her home with me.
Aw. It's funny, when I first met her, I talked to her in Japanese. She's like, huh? She's like, Nihongo hanashimasu ka? She's like, you speak Japanese? What? And we've been sending messages to each other back and forth in Japanese via email and stuff. She's such a sweetheart.
Know what I gotta do? I promised her that I would take photos of the mountains that surround our house here. Because we have a great view of the Cascades.
Oh, the Olympics.
I'd love to see those, too.
I'm sorry, the Olympic Mountains. The Olympic
Mountains. Well, no, the closest ones are Cascades, and then off to the west is the Olympics.
Okay, anyway, we've got a great view of these mountains. And, you know, Momoche and I were talking, and she misses Japan. She misses the mountains. You know, where she lives right now is very flat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? I'll post them onto my gallery and link them to you, and you can view the mountains surrounding my house. And she said that she would really like that, and I've completely forgotten to get my camera out and take pictures of the damn mountains.
You know, that's actually one of the places my husband and I want to go, Japan. And I want to go to London.
I want to go to London. Let's go together.
I want to go to London. One of my friends was like, yeah, you can feel really good about your teeth there. I'm like, what?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's politically correct there, Sparky. Demi Moore's Bizarre Beauty Secret Revealed.
And what would that be?
Ew.
And Monty the Geek invites us all to London. Says we can have a big old party at his house. Lots of drugs.
I'm there, Monty.
Lots of drugs, alcohol, and wild sex.
He's going to smoke us some kippers out there, right?
Oh, my.
And he says, the teeth card has been played, and you have to let me on. We have to let him on the show now. Because you mentioned the teeth.
I'm fine with that. Are you?
No, I'm fine. He's been aching to come on, actually. So let me see where he's going. Monty, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the geek. Dial him up here. We're dialing up the geek. And of course, he actually, I recorded a song that he wrote this week. Now that my voice is better. And I think we'll go ahead and debut that song tonight before the show ends. And Monty and I get to... Whoop, he got dropped. He started and he got dropped. Let me try that again.
Aw. Oh, gosh, that still freaks me out. Okay, Demi Moore attributes her looking sexy at age 45 to leeches. Yeah, she does leech therapy.
Wonderful.
I couldn't do that. I've had a leech on me before. Couldn't do that.
I'm sorry. What was his name?
No, I was brilliant. I stood in an ant pile near a creek. Yeah. Stood in an ant pile, just didn't notice until, you know, they were like halfway up my thigh and biting me, and I'm like, ah! So I jump into the creek.
So you jumped from ants to a leech.
Yes. It was a very special day. And then the next week was a scorpion. That was a very bad month for me.
Wow.
Oh my God, that is so cute.
What's that?
Just saw a video of a puppy walking around on his two front paws to go tinkle.
Okay.
Okay, my husband's just like, have to show me that. Sorry.
Okay, so we gotta try Monty again. He says he's got his settings correct now, so let's go ahead and try that again. We're now connecting to the geek. I wish I had some kind of sound effect set up, you know, some kind of broadcast. We're here in London, 1945. The bombs are dropping. No. Hello, geek. Can you hear me? Just trying to connect. Trying to connect. This episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show is brought to you by the Win-Win Situation. The Win-Win Situation.blogspot.com. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
All right. And I believe we have a geek! Can you hear me, geek?
Sam, why don't you try?
Oh, breaking
the mechanical
up.
Geek.
Breaking up pretty bad. Mm-hmm. I think we may have a little too much bandwidth going on.
No, it's probably me.
Ah, probably just you then, alright.
I have torrents going.
Yeah, why not?
I'm getting my weekly... I have torrents going, getting my weekly TV.
Oh,
awesome.
Okay,
I use
so...
torrents so I don't have to pay for a TV license.
That's right, in the UK you actually have to have a license to watch TV?
Well, it's to pay for the BBC.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
So instead of like in the U.S., the PBS, the Public Broadcasting System, is actually paid for by donations. In the U.K., you have to do it. Is that it?
if you own, if you watch TV at all, even if you don't watch the BBC, you have to pay for a TV license.
So let me ask you something about that. What awful American show do they have to make you watch during these telethons? Because I know in the U.S. they used to make you watch, it was just hours upon hours of old Doctor Who.
Oh, Lord.
And I, telethons.
And I don't mean, and I don't mean the Tom Baker years either, because I love Tom Baker.
Have you watched the new Doctor Who?
Not since the second season. After the change, I haven't seen a single episode.
But David Tennant is absolutely fantastic as Doctor Who.
Now, that's the second new one, right? Not the one that was only there for a year.
Yeah, right. Chris Eccleston, who flaked his
Because I started watching that, and I started getting into it, and then I found out, oh, he was only there for a year. I went, I am not getting into this if the guy's not going to stay. Well, and the new ones weren't out yet.
But
so.
That's the thing with Doctor Who. They go through generational cycles.
I know, but usually a good doctor will stay for at least a couple years before they change. There was one other doctor that changed after a year, and I can't remember. It was one of the ones after Baker, and it was just like, oh, God, this is just terrible.
It's probably the guy with the question marks on his lapel. I understand he wasn't very good anyway. So no big loss there. So, Monty, tell me, how are things in the UK, and what do you think about pink armor?
Pink armor.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, when I was mentioned earlier, remember, now that you've got the special slots for purely visual things, you can have pink armor even. So you don't need the whole printing system from EQ1.
Oh yeah, I've already got a full set of pink armor, the ferrite.
Yeah, I still remember someone mentioning, you know, about the tinting system from EQ1 and bringing it to EQ2. You don't need it.
Well, yeah, but at least with the tinting system, you can, like, have the set pattern that's on the armor and then just color it.
The tinting system, in my opinion, ruined EQ1.
Really? You don't think the Shadows of Luckily expansion had anything to do with it?
It was the tinting system. The tinting system ruined it.
No, I'm sorry. I think Shadows of Luckland had a lot to do with that.
A full set of hate armor for my cleric.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I had that iconic, I am a great cleric because I have my full set of planar armor. Then the tinting came out, and anybody could get a set of, you know, difficulty 30 plate armor crafted, get some purple dye, throw it on there and look exactly the same. Bastards.
You know, I think if anything like tinted armor were ever to be brought to EQ2, it should only be for very specific pieces. Just for appearance, you know? Like, although I think we've got plenty of variety. You know, definitely what I want to see personally. Here, let me spit out my words here. Blah. Sorry.
Spit it out, Wynn. It's okay.
I really want to see different dresses. I want to have shorter dresses. I want to have dresses that don't have the holes in them. I mean, I understand for collision issues and stuff. Maybe after the model revamp. I know that Lotus had said in the forums at one point when he was still on the EQ2 team that the model revamp will allow for a lot more.
Yeah, what I got from Bruce was they weren't sure if they were going to just fix the original models, fix the Soga models, or come up with something completely different and say, screw the...
I want to bring Dark Elf thongs back.
Oh, we need the Dark Elf thongs and the assless chaps.
Yeah.
We need it.
You know, that was hilarious in EQ1. I think one of the original EQ1 art leads was a woman, and everybody was like, I can't believe they're degrading women like this. I'm like, is it a woman in charge of that, actually?
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, oh.
It's as simple as that.
It does.
And my opinion is, and I'm probably going to get slated by 51% of the world's population for saying this, but it only degrades women if women let it degrade them.
There you go.
You know, I do have to agree with that to a point. I do. by the same accord, though, it's a large part of how men perceive it as well.
You see, I personally, I'm taking things completely off the topic of gaming here, and I'm going to make a hugely political statement. I don't believe in equal rights. I believe in fair rights.
Okay.
There'll never be such a thing as equal rights because people aren't equal. Things should be fair. You know, for example, the whole equal rights argument, the reason why I get into this is because you get this whole thing about how, you know, Group A should be treated the same as Group B, but yet Group B expects Group A to do things which are, have been stereotyped to just Group A the whole time. You know, it all swings around and it ends up being that the minorities end up being given special treatment and the majority get treated more and more like second-class citizens, which is wrong. Because that's the whole way the whole equal rights movement has led things. What you want is fair rights. Basically, everyone should be treated as though they don't belong to any group.
Right, so I say treat everyone like shit and, you know, let the cards fall where they may.
I'm not prejudiced. I hate everybody.
I can see what you're saying. I think, unfortunately, I think with the way people function, categorically speaking.
Look, prejudice, racism, sexism, and all that sort of stuff is actually a genetic imperative. It is built into us on a genetic level. It goes back to the days where, you know, carrying spears, discovering fire, it's the whole protect your offspring and, you know, your future generations. If it's different from you, it's a threat. So you treat it with hostility.
Well, you know, for example, being transgendered myself, I've had interesting experiences where, for example, in America, some companies don't protect transgender people, and I'll go to a job and somebody will know me from high school or something, they'll be like, oh my gosh, is that Anthony? And I'm like, oh, it's not my name anymore, dude. Next thing I know, I'm fired. And it's legally okay because it's not sex, it's not sexuality, and it's not gender, it's gender identity. And you can try to take that to court, and they're all like, no, just dismiss it. It's twisted. So, I mean, I think equal rights is people's attempt to deal with it, the categorical method of thinking, instead of just saying fair rights. Because I don't think people would really get the concept of fair rights.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the problem. You know, the way people have responded to this whole equal rights movement, all that sort of stuff, is by saying, okay, because 14% of the population is made up of this minority group, you must employ 14% of your workforce from this work group, even if 90% of your 90% of the good candidates for the job come from a completely different group.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those kind of laws.
You know, the whole point should be, you know, when it comes to employing people, the best person for the job should get the job, regardless of any, you know, society group they belong to. That's fair rights.
I can agree with you on that to a degree. I think that it's just their way of trying to fight the traditional way of thinking for a while until it's no longer just an automatic, oh, I'm not going to hire them because of blank.
Things, you're always going to get people like that.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah, like, my biggest problem is I'm a fat ass. I
used to be able to say that.
I am an ogre in real life.
And, I've always, you know, identified with the gnomes.
People look at me and they're like, holy crap, hide the cheeseburgers. So, you know, I can't get a job at a fast food restaurant if I want.
Oh, gosh.
And everyone just picks on me all the time.
Aww.
That's got nothing to do with your appearance. It's just fun.
Oh, I just got to tell from a couple of people, actually. I just wanted to let you know, Monty.
I might get slated.
People are sending me tells, going, why has the conversation turned to this subject? And my response to every one of them was because Monty's on the show.
Yes.
Because Monty said so.
Yeah, because Monty's on the show.
I am the master at taking things onto a complete tangent.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do it intentionally.
And usually, things on a tangent that had nothing to do with what we were talking about moments before. By the way, while you're talking about trade skills, let's talk about the situation in Darfur. What?
Look, it did actually move through a logical series of steps.
It did.
Because we started off with pink. So, yeah, we started off with pink and somehow ended up, yeah.
Great, and now that pink has led to this conversation, I bet Domino's going to message me again like, pink is evil.
She's been saying pink it in the OGR channel this whole time. Pink armor, evil.
Aww.
Pink is evil, and I'll show you why.
Why is it?
I'll have to find it.
Huh?
It's a certain image. In EQ1, I was in a guild called Guardians of the Keep. And our guild leader, called Garrison, used to wear pink armor.
Mm-hmm.
So we could spot him on the raid because he was the tank. And also in my guild was a rather famous artist. For those of you who have played Magic the Gathering since the early days, you'll know this artist. He's the one that did the original Sarah Angel.
That's a great painting.
Wait a minute. As a public service, this show always announces dings, and we have to announce that Letesh of the Legion of Kithagor has just dinged to
level 40 Troubadour.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
And somehow I've got a feeling that I'm not going to be able to find the picture I'm looking for. Anyway, this artist, through a series of things that he ended up doing, originally just for the guild, and then he released it to the entire EverQuest community, he did this series of pictures called PlayWiz.
Of who was it?
Basically, PlayWiz. The idea being, you know, Playboy-like cover centered around EQ, and it'd have various female things. The problem was, I think it was issue 10.
Thingies?
Thingies, pictures. Yes, issue 10. Led to issue 10, and this was all because of pink armor. Huge conversation in guild chat on a raid revolving around pink armor, which somehow led to comments about how they should put Garrison, our guild leader, on the cover of PlayWiz.
I still refuse to believe that.
So
pink
is evil.
It's okay to be wrong. They're sparky. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to have to find the picture. I know I've got the picture somewhere.
You know, I know I have on the on kithacore.org, I have my For Mature Audiences gallery, but I think I really would like to start my own series and just call it Play Elf.
Oh my gosh.
I still really want to do that. In fact, if I ever do get it going, I'm actually going to ask people if their characters would like to pose. You know, very tastefully done. Stuff like that, you know. Just, be prepared. When I may come up to you and go, hey, would you like to be on the cover this month?
It's okay. Just be prepared for a big old hell no.
Well, all right then. Well, that's your prerogative. I think Xanadu.
Especially if it's naked.
What's that?
Especially if it's naked.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a play elf, you know.
And I lied. It was issue 6.
God, it's
I'm currently uploading it to my server.
Okay. No, it's kind of like, I don't know if anyone has ever had the unbelievable torture to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians on the E! Channel, but she got asked to pose for Playboy, and she's like, well, I don't have to be naked, do I? That's kind of the point, was Hugh Hefner's response.
I do have to say, I am vain enough. Oh, I'm so sorry, hon. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I am vain enough that in real life, if I were asked to do that and offered enough money, you know, for something tasteful, I would do it just before everything starts to, you know, look scary.
I have 6 plat.
I'm talking about real life, hon. No.
Oh,
no, I'm saying, like, if Hugh Hefner came up to me and said, hey, you want a few $100,000? I'd be like, hey. You know, the Spice Girls weren't dressing up like that for fun. You know, they were dressing up like that because they were getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for
someone. Yeah, the whole problem with that was Baby Spice.
Why is that?
What do you mean?
No one should be dressing her like that for the pure sex sells line.
The fact that she was so young at first.
Well, she actually wasn't that young, but I met them a year before.
They're really nice people.
Anyway, I've linked to Jethel the picture I was talking about.
Yes.
And I'll leave it to him to link it to the actual channels because I'm not in there.
And, it looks like something that was definitely done on the Poser program that I use. So if anyone is interested...
Pink led to this.
So if anyone wants to take a look, it is a tasteful nude. It's just a butt shot. I've linked it in
I'll
the channel.
I'll upload one of the other ones so you can see what it normally looked like.
The audiogasm.
The audiogasm.
Yes. My old show.
Wait a minute, I gotta put that promo that I made up for you on. See here.
Oh, that one is fantastic if you're going to put the one I think on.
Just got to find it now. Talk amongst yourselves.
So you're saying it's evil because it's a guy?
Well, no, it was the whole, you know, I've released the new Playwiz and everybody goes running over it and then we're like, oh, my eyes. I don't really care.
So up until then, it was a female on the cover all the time, or...?
I'm about to link you another one of them so you can get an idea of what it was normally like.
All right. And we're going to take a 25-second break so I can go ahead and play that drop that I made for the audiogasm. Strangely enough, just like 3 weeks before he decided to stop the show.
So it was more than that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with it.
I cursed your show.
Is that what you're saying?
No, somebody else wanted a Sunday slot, and I wanted to stop, so...
Well, who was that?
I think it was originally the Mog House that wanted my slot.
And then they backed out, and then I wanted it. And then here I am back on Tuesday.
Or it was you that wanted it.
It was me, and I was on the Sunday slot for a few months, and it was just cutting into my weekends too much, dude. Okay, so here is the drop that I made for Monty, that was too wild and exciting for public television.
The audiogasm. Satisfaction guaranteed.
That was it.
You know, not to be too incredibly vulgar, but as a Playwiz cover goes, you know, the only way I could really see that necessarily being evil is if something looked like a Venus flytrap. I mean, that looks fine. It's just a dude.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
It was
more the comedy involved with the whole situation as to what makes it evil as opposed to actually being evil. Okay, anyway, I've just linked you the other cover, so you can see one of the regular ones.
I like that one.
I miss those guys. They were great. It's because of them that I lost countless weeks of sleep.
I didn't see the link.
Yeah, well, Jethel probably hasn't linked it into the main channels yet.
Oh.
Change the 06 to a 10. Sindrith Solgreaves. She was a great artist in her own right, which is why she's at the easel.
No, I like it. It's very tastefully done. I think it's cool. Hell, what
actually,
I had,
I think
what
that
I had,
artwork is cute.
What I had in mind was a lot more wild than that.
Well, it was the whole, you know, based on Playboy thing, and they're usually very, very tasteful covers. Plus, he was releasing it to the EverQuest community as a whole, so he didn't want it too racy.
Right. Once again, not to be vulgar, but I'll be right back. Gotta make tinkles.
That's not really being vulgar, but thanks for the info.
Oh, you're welcome.
Depends how it's being made, really, doesn't it?
Yes. Okay, now let me just turn on my hidden camera inside of her bathroom.
Oh, dude, that's grody.
Oh, I thought you were gone.
No, I haven't taken off the headset yet.
Are you kidding me? I'm selling these videos at $1,000 a pop. There's an audience for this, you know.
You know, I've actually had people ask me because of my unique past to do stuff like that. And I'm like, how about... No.
Up in a big old cup of... Go F yourself?
Ew. I'll be right back.
All right. All right, now that she's gone, let's talk about it. So, Monty.
Yes.
Let me ask you something. Is it true that British women just have fantastic breasts?
A lot of ones around here do have fantastic breasts.
Yeah, I gotta maintain my mature audience warning. You know, I have to. I mean, I play it, and it's got to get done. Besides, what's going to happen? Am I going to get in trouble with OGR? Monty was here. Monty was here, and it was all his fault.
Monty ate you up.
And he contained it all.
We can just blame Monty.
I'm going to go check on Win-Win. I'll be back, too.
They're powdering their noses. Why is it that women have to go in packs?
I actually went to a psychology seminar back in when I was doing my psychology A-level, which I never finished, much to my shame. And one of the lecturers actually covered this topic. And I forgot where I was going with this.
Why women go to the bathroom and backs?
I'm back.
Yes, I completely forgot the whole point.
Oh, Win-Win, did you see Elquin? She says she was following you into the bathroom.
Oh.
And so now we're talking about why do women have to go to the bathroom in packs?
You know, having been on both sides, that is quite different. And you know, I think a lot of it is because we can talk in the bathroom without any awkwardness.
I see. So you guys go into the bathroom to talk about us. God, what was he thinking?
Yeah, basically. Flushing the toilet going, God, I wish that was him.
Okay, tell me, shall we share with everyone the story you were telling us about your interesting experience in the bathroom freaking out some women?
Oh my God, dude.
unless you don't want to talk about it, then that's completely up to you. I just thought it was funny as hell.
Oh,
if you don't want to, it's fine.
No, I'm okay with it. I just don't know how to word this in a way that will be politically correct whatsoever. Okay.
Oh, well, screw politically correct. Politically correct is one of the worst things that's ever happened to this world.
Exactly. You're on the Jethro Silver Show.
In a lot of ways.
No political correctness allowed.
Okay, so... The difference I noticed when I used to go use guys' bathrooms, you'd be surprised that they smell better than women's bathrooms. And sometimes they're cleaner. Anyway, one time, And I believe at the time I was actually, yeah, I was working at Hotels.com. And I was in the bathroom and there was this one lady who was not the pinnacle of hygiene.
Okay.
All the way.
She was feeling not so fresh, is that what you're saying?
I guess you could say that. But I was all like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And you know, I can do that thing with my voice.
Yes.
And I sincerely don't mean to freak anybody out when I do it jokingly. But I was like,
I didn't eat corn.
Just to elicit a reaction to get her out of the bathroom because she was so nasty. And then I came out, she's like, did you see a guy in the bathroom? I'm like, no? Did you smoke something, honey?
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I just think that's freaking funny.
That really is quite funny.
Oh, thank you.
She does. I don't know if you were listening earlier there, Gabe, but she does a great Yoda as well.
Okay, repeat. I was tuned in then.
Okay.
The first astrologist.
What are you guys doing?
Monty, you will. You too can use the Force. Go seek Yoda.
You know,
Yoda rocks.
You know, I always find myself doing an Obi-Wan Kenobi commercial when, I mean, not commercial, but an impersonation. Whenever anyone walks into my store, they go, hello there.
You know who should have been the young Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Who's that?
Eddie Izzard.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He should have been the young Obi-Wan Kenobi.
We haven't watched The Riches. That's the newest one he's in.
Oh, The Riches Season 1, I've watched all of it, and it is absolutely freaking brilliant. I love it.
I don't like him that way. I guess I'm used to him the other way.
You know,
well,
I have
to
see, as a stand-up
comedian as opposed to serious actor.
I can just see it. He'd pull out a sword, you know, the lightsaber, and it would be a French loaf.
I've actually got a comedy file which I used to play on the Audiogasm. This isn't my idea. I discovered this idea of him being the young Obi-Wan Kenobi from a guy called Phil Jupitus, who's a stand-up comedian over here. He does this whole skit where he's basically impersonating Eddie Izzard, and basically saying, you know, he should have been the young Obi-Wan Kenobi. And does this whole thing with, you know, tell you what, Jethro, I'm gonna transfer it to you.
All right.
And you can play it.
Definitely do it on Yahoo and not on Skype, because Skype transfer sucks.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Trying to send Delmon a file once, but like, oh my God, it's going to take 6 hours?
I just have to find it now.
Yes, you must find it. Lord Vader. Yes, Master. Rise.
I do that too.
Oh,
no. No, 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 no.
No, no, no. You can't find it?
Oh, no. It's on my backup disk. This isn't good. Now I have to find my backup disk. Since I stopped doing the show, I've backed up the vast majority of my comedy because I don't listen to it all the time.
You know, fiber can help with that.
Help with what?
The backing up.
Yes.
I didn't ask for 2 scoops of raisins.
I'm telling you, they're not right. Wait a minute.
Oh, Grody.
Sorry, what is that word?
Grody?
Yes, never heard that word before in my life.
Are you kidding? You've never heard Grody?
It's an 80s thing.
I like Grody.
Maybe an 80s American thing.
Like, gag me with a spoon.
No, the sad thing is, typically, I'm all like, oh my God, Becky. And my friends make fun of me for it all the time. I tend to talk like that.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt.
But it's so big. I mean, she looks like one of those rough guys' girlfriends.
He has no idea what we're talking about.
Baby got
I
back.
Have absolutely no idea.
You've never heard Baby Got Back?
probably
not. You've heard
I've heard some Sir Mix-a-Lot, yeah. What you're saying means nothing to me.
It's the
intro.
It's the intro to Baby Baby Got Back.
I probably just haven't heard the intro.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
You know, one of the first videos I ever thought of doing, and never went through with it though, was before the Shadows of Luckland models in EQ1, the ogres were big and fat.
I loved the original EQ1 ogres.
And
one of the best character models ever.
And they scratched their butts and stuff like that. Well, the original video I had in mind, I wasn't going to change any of the lyrics. I just wanted to sing Baby Got Back as an ogre. And just have a troop of ogres singing it and have the ogre women behind them and stuff.
He liked big butt, we cannot lie!
Yeah. I just thought it'd be kind of funny.
I think I found the right disc.
Yay! Okay, Monty's found the right disc, and I'm sorry, we're out of time.
You're out of time when I say you're out of time.
Hey.
Ooh, snap.
Putting the boss card.
Ooh, snap! Well, I hate to tell you this, but I'm not getting paid for this crap. That's why here at the Gentle Silverwing Show, we have absolutely no regard for any FCC rules.
$5 make you holler.
Okay,
we love you
it's
long
got
time.
A bit of sketches.
I'm going to hell.
That's all right, baby. I'll be driving the bus.
It's like, oh, that explains that burning sensation. Oh my God, I did not just say that.
You did. It's alright. It's alright. Just let it happen. It's okay. You're on the Gentle Civil Show, and everything's okay.
Well, we didn't fare well in Maidens.
Get your ass kicked again?
Oh, lots of times we were trying to take down something called Sandstone Storm.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Down to 3% so many times, and he just wiped our...
I'm going to have to find two discs again.
A crowd controller?
Yeah, we did. Still didn't work right. She kept getting resists.
You know, the thing that gets me, that was Drusilla, I think she's... You know, I almost think she was designed in a way that almost makes her like a ramp-up mob for people who want to raid eventually.
Want to raid
the jousting? Oh. Yeah,
so,
you know
wait,
how
did
some
you play EQ1?
Me? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Raid much?
You know, I should have bought stock in lubricant. Yes, I did.
Right. No, I'm just curious because, you know, this is, you know, for people that have raided and all that sort of stuff, I mean, EQ1 really defines raiding, you know, because that's the most hardcore you could possibly get when it comes to raiding is raiding.
But you gather up and you wait 3 hours to spend 20 minutes to go in and die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's EQ2.
No, that's EQ1.
I'm talking, no, EQ1 raiding is gathering for 3 hours and then spending 12 hours to clear half a zone.
No. I haven't experienced that.
That's plane of growth. That's plane of growth, anyway. And Vexstar,
you know,
when you first start doing
this Vexstar. This was in the Planes of Power, one of them up there. I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, they were a lot shorter, yes.
But I remember lots of times spending like 3 hours gathering up, and then about 20 minutes later, we're all dead.
No, I'm just curious what people think is the best EQ1 raid.
Oh man, that's
See,
a hard.
I'm actually bringing things back on topic. I want this noted on the record.
You know, I'm. Oh gosh, I've gotten a multitude of tells from multiple people asking me to do the voice thing again.
So here you go, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Fear in the ass, but if you broke it right, it was great.
Broke it right.
Yeah, if you broke in correctly, we cleared the play in fear, we held it. for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what? That was Clamp Battle Axe.
Yep, and there was also the site of the worst corpse runs in history.
Oh yeah, well, like I said, if you broke in there wrong, it was terrible. But if you got in there and you did it right, then it wasn't too bad.
I miss hearing the location.
The what?
Location.
Ah.
Where?
/ look. I spent hours.
Where are you talking about?
Plane of Fear.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I didn't understand what you were saying.
I was like, do you mean like the coordinates, dude?
Remember,
mine was the other plane from that period. Plane of Hate. I loved Plane of Hate.
Plane of Hate was not bad. I spent 3 months up in there, but I hated it after a while.
You know the guy on the second level, which got everybody shouting every 5 seconds.
Hmm.
You know how when you go into the Plane of Hate, you know, every 5 seconds, every mob in the zone just suddenly randomly shouts, you know, all hail Illyric.
Yeah.
And there's this one guy on the second level. You kill him, they stop.
Yeah.
Basically, our motto in our guild was, you know, kill him or bust. You know, we would not stop the raid until at least he was dead.
Hmm. Now, I remember having a good time in a Plane of Sky.
Oh, that was
always interesting.
I love the giant fairy. Zigony. Okay, Bubbles.
This one's for you. I'm not doing the voice anymore, dude. Stop it.
Gotcha.
Also,
I just really need to give a shout out here to, let's see, Udhulef Songblade of Forever Angels. He's apparently a singing bard ogre who just stopped me randomly on the Kinos docks and asked if I wanted to hear a song. And now I'm going to give him gold.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool.
You know what I would like to see also? Incentive for roleplay. More incentive for roleplay. Like, on roleplay servers, I'd really like to see, like, volunteer guides and stuff who are there every day making stuff happen.
That would be nice.
Oh my gosh. They're having a Chuck Norris argument on my server. But it's about Chuck Norris's unmentionables, and I'm like, oh my god, dude.
You don't need to mention his unmentionables. His beard is strong enough.
That's his third fist, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
God. I am one of these times in my Microsoft Messenger. I can send you this little, you know, icon thingy of Chuck Norris. And yes, his third fist is his beard.
Oh, his beard. Okay.
Why? What were you thinking?
I think probably what I was thinking.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Because a whole new meaning to, like,
breaking wood with martial arts.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Well, he probably does that too.
Ew. Ew.
Yeah, Plane of Hate was easier than breaking into Fear because you had a, basically a fairly safe location to go up to.
Well, there was a safe location of approximately a 3 foot in diameter circle, yes.
Yeah.
Around the area you teleported in.
Yeah, when you ported
you
in,
moved
you
more
had
than
to
a few
careful.
Steps, you were dead.
Well, yeah, but other than that, you were fine.
You know, one thing that gets me, and this is not meant to be demeaning to any of the EQ2 raiders at all, but a lot of the guilds were like, yeah, we're hardcore. I'm like, dude, you don't know hardcore. Go raid an EQ1 for a few days.
You don't know hardcore until you've gotten your Vex Thalki.
Yeah. You don't know hardcore until you get fired from a job because you're too busy writing.
Now that's bad.
No. No, I've never had that happen, but there are lots of people who, I think that's why in EQ2, and I hope that's part of the inspiration, that they actually made them timely and persistent.
Well, however, saying this...
The thing I like the best right now with the raid zones is the ones that are you can go back to.
Yeah.
I love that. That is such a wonderful thing, because sometimes you have time constraints and people can't stay up half the night to finish a zone, but it's like, hey, you know, let's get together tomorrow and we'll finish this.
Right.
I love that. That is great.
I will say that
at least with EverQuest, unlike the game that shall not be mentioned, at least
wow.
no one died from raiding. Yeah, because they were that addicted.
I've never went raiding in WoW.
We didn't
have to. Jethel and Elfman were an unstoppable killing force, taking out dragons at level 30.
Yeah, right.
Well, we did. There were two dragons right outside of that desert area, remember?
Those are different.
But we took them out.
What was it, your hookah?
They weren't raid mobs.
I don't care. We took out dragons, damn it.
We can take out dragons here, too.
That was another cool thing about EQ1, was actually watching people solo dragons.
It did give it an epic feel, if nothing else.
You know, I was watching, you know, my guild's shaman running around, oh, what was it? The place outside Dragon Necropolis.
Oh. The place outside Dragon... Wasn't that the Western Wastes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I had a couple of dragons there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, watching them go around there, soloing the dragons. That was fun.
Ooh, Elkin. I know this sounds random, but I just read your latest post on your blog about mm-hmm. the mounts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it would be interesting. It is in some ways. I think it would be interesting if we could have a selection for a certain tier of mount of different particle effects.
I think so. Because as it stands right now, like what I said, Freeport has the fiery mounts and the other type of nightmare mount that has a blue particle effect. That was associated with only the Mistrunners. Now, the blue particle effects might be a little different in color, but it's the same thing. And we're from Kinos, and we only have one type of particle effect. We don't have any new Mistrunners. So, yeah, I figure we're a little lopsided on the pick. Pink.
You know a game's good when that's what you're complaining about.
Huh?
Say what?
You know a game is good and made really, really well when that's what you're complaining about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
They've got one more particle effect than us.
Oh, yeah. They bitched when we had one more starting city than they did, so hey, you know. No, I think it boils down to that we've always wanted, you know, a nightmare type horse, something with fiery flames, but we couldn't have it because we're not from Freeport.
You know?
And I thought, okay, but so that's the same way with people from Freeport. They shouldn't be able to have anything that has a blue particle effect because that's part of Kinos. But yet, you turn around and they have one now.
So well,
if you want to find other things to complain about, I mean, Freeport also has more starting races that weren't in EQ1. Sorry, more starting races that weren't in EQ1.
Yeah, we counted that one there. They have, what, two more?
Well, basically, they have two races that weren't in EQ1, and Good has one.
Da-da-dum. You know, I personally...
It's Arisai and Rotonga.
I think that the Sarnak should have been neutral, personally.
So do
yes.
I.
Completely
I think that they're... Yeah, they're too self-involved. In my personal opinion.
I know that there is a ghostly wog that is through the card game, but right now, who in their right mind is going to pay $150 to buy 16 booster packs for each one of the expansions to trade?
You know, dude, I have no room to speak because I've spent $700 on that game.
I spent $10.
Except for Win-Win, who's a wonderful person and just loves the game. And
sorry, no, she's completely out of her freaking mind!
You're not an addict, you're just not a quitter.
Well, you see, the thing is...
That's my excuse as to why I still smoke anyway.
They're still considered evil.
I think it's because of their inherent...
They are evil. Anybody who plays EQ1 is a cleric will know this. Mm-hmm. Or anybody who played EQ1 and their epic quest involved killing the royal pork down there.
So, if they're evil for, like, being magically engineered, are you saying I'm evil for being hormonally engineered? Excuse me? What are you implying, sir?
No, you're evil just because you're you.
And
she likes pink.
Yeah. That'll do.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's
you
why
guys,
I stopped sticking to it.
You guys are talking about faction? Oh, I thought you said they should be neutered. God.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, yes.
But that would be nice if there was, like, a totally neutral city that wasn't Haven.
I agree. A totally nude city would be great.
A proper neutral city.
Proper. Even if Haven is not a proper city. If they took Haven and they built it up. Because who's to say there isn't mercenaries out there who could get, you know, stop and do the faction necessary to build up enough that either they could enter either city. Maybe they'll never be totally trustworthy, but they could probably go through and, you know, use the merchants or whatever. And you don't need a whole lot of faction to do that.
I think it was one of the big mistakes with EQ2. Was starting off with it just being good versus evil. You know, two sides, that's all you have.
You know, there's something I'm curious about. When it comes to guild halls that are coming, are we going to just be able to choose, or is it going to be based upon the heavier weight of the guild, faction-wise?
It'll be whichever city the guild was registered in, probably.
Because, you know, skulls are not me. They're so not me. And most of the guilds I'm in, they're like all evil people. And I'm like, ew. And people keep telling me, well, just betray them. I'm like, I'm not going to kill a freaking puppy. I don't care if it's a quest. I'm not killing a puppy. I know.
Well, you know, there was one quest that we did that's, you know, the little, what is it, the monkeys? The gorilla, the baby gorilla that you can get as a pet.
Yeah.
Follows you around in game. Everybody loves him. He's so cute. But do you realize that by doing the quest, you're actually going out and killing the mother and the father and orphaning the baby, which is why you end up having to take care of it.
That goes back to the part where...
whoever wrote that, that was wonderful.
People just don't want to read the quests.
No.
Well, I love reading the quests.
I wanted to do the quest. I wanted the baby gorilla. But as I went through... You know, I'm wondering why this person is having me do this stuff if they're studying the gorilla. And then in the end, you find out, well, yeah, you idiot, that's what you just got through doing.
Remember, it doesn't have to make sense.
I like it.
I mean, the whole game doesn't make sense.
Or Nora.
Exactly, it's fantasy.
Well, yes.
Oh, come on, any world where snakes can kick...
And wolves carry long swords for you to loot.
Yeah.
Where the hell was he keeping that sword?
I mean, bears, I can vaguely understand. They're big enough to swallow that armor or whatever that they're carrying.
You know, that's a mount I would like to see. I would like to see a bear mount.
Yeah. A bear mount what?
Oh, lordy. You know, it's kind of funny. I grew up... I was born in New Hampshire, and I grew up... around a lot of people who had an accent just like yours. And when I was growing up, I actually had a bit of an accent. Now, whenever somebody around me talks with that accent...
Mine?
Yes.
Yes, actually. There are a lot of people in New England that have the British accent. Matter of fact, I think I know what you're going to say. Whenever you talk to someone for a long period of time with a British accent, you kind of pick it up, don't you?
It starts to come back to me a bit because that was my childhood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
I used to do the same thing, and it really wasn't because I was British or anything like that. I just spent a lot of time watching BBC.
It's a lie.
I'm
Americans cannot do British accents.
No. Well, a lot of them up there have accents almost just like yours. It's quite surprising.
Second greatest accent in the world.
Well, what would you say is the first?
Irish.
Of course.
Oh my gosh. Do you like Doug's?
What?
You guys have seen, what was the name of the movie? Snatch.
I have not.
Oh, Snatch, yes. It's great.
No, I haven't seen that.
Brad Pitt, when he's all, like, talking, you're like, what?
You know that, yeah, the only way he could pull off a vaguely convincing British accent was to slur every word.
And then he just sounds like Captain Jack Sparrow.
You know,
I should have done that.
Johnny Depp did a great job, but I still think he,
But he didn't have a British accent. He was impersonating that guy from the Rolling Stones.
Keith Richards.
Oh, Keith yes. Richards.
He was impersonating Keith Richards. He wasn't even trying to do a British accent.
I think that was the greatest idea ever. And I think that is why the films were as successful as they were.
Oh my gosh, I just had a funny idea. We need to do a live-action version of He-Man in the Masters of the Universe.
Can I be He-Man?
You mean the and one that didn't have Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah, they did.
Everybody has to be British, though. Imagine that. By the power of Grayskull. I can't even do it, but you know what I mean. Because...
I'm not going to do it for you.
No, He-Man in the Masters of the Universe.
Come on, Monty! Just cry out, I have the power! Come on, do it just once. Please?
Come on.
The sorceress. Just think of the sorceress. The sorceress was hot.
I mean, that's serious.
I used to own so many He-Man toys.
I still collect them.
I'll do the theme.
Oh, come on, Monty, please.
I'm not going to scream that out.
The power of Grayskull.
Yes, that was me, guys. Sorry.
But, like, the power of Grayskull and stuff.
You don't have to scream it. I'll just say it with conviction.
Beavis and Butthead, do He-Man. And
I don't know. Beavis, he looks kind of hot.
And yes, that was me, too.
Yeah, we kind
of
figured that one.
Yeah, sorry. Your turn.
You must.
Please.
To do so.
Actually, I lied. There is one American who can pull off a decent English accent.
He's changing the subject.
This guy.
Mark my words. When you least expect it, your ovens will come.
Seth MacFarlane.
Yes.
Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, wait. I still have that Eddie Izzard thing that you said.
Or is he Canadian?
I think he's Canadian, actually.
You know,
he's Canadian.
Sure.
Because Mike Myers can pull it.
No, actually, he's from Kentucky.
Mike Myers is from Kentucky?
Oh, hell no. No, Seth MacFarlane. I believe he's from Kentucky.
Okay, I'm going to play this
No,
thing.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to play this thing now. Your Eddie Izzard thing?
Yes, you have to listen to this if you're... Because what people listening might not know is that when you're on the Skype call, you can't actually hear the music.
Right, you can't hear the music. I really wish it synced up better, because I want to do a duet with Win-Win.
Aww.
Because you sing very well.
Thank you. I'm working on my album this year, actually.
I'm a freaking hack.
Yeah, whatever happened to you sending me stuff so I can put it into the OGR playlist, Win?
I didn't get it to you?
No, you didn't.
Okay, I'm going to start playing this thing. We're running out of time here. So here is the Eddie Izzard thing that the geek wants me to play.
To me, it's always been really obvious who should have been the young Obi-Wan Kenobi. You just have to listen to Alec Guinness. It's like, look, I knew your father. We were at prep school together. I used to wash his back in the showers. Look, use the force. Yes, look. Look, it's fucking Eddie, isn't it? Eddie should have been. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Jedi, good thing. Mm-hmm. are really good for making toast. Boo. Toast, Darth Vader? Sorry? Triangular mouth? Oh, I'm very sorry. Tortilla chip, Darth Vader? Derrily? No? Toblerones, Darth Vader? And then you stab him. True story. The vinegar strokes of my set now. Hello. Was that full? What of? Piss, nice. Dear diary, Eddie Izzard threw a bottle of Evian at me today. Not every day you can write that in your diary. And then you throw the water.
Yes, that was exceedingly funny.
See, I am right.
Yes.
Eddie Izzard should have been Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with you.
Although I do have to say, you do a good job. Mind you, going back to what the way reason this all came up was because it was all the Yoda impression and stuff. I have to say that Yoda was the only reason to watch Star Wars 2.
I have to agree.
When he opens the can of little green whoop-ass, it is just the greatest scene that I think I have ever seen on film.
You know, I think it would be hilarious seeing him in a 7th movie.
Take off your Tommy robe. Don't use a razor, you won't.
There's actually films coming out this year.
What's that?
I was looking at a load of trailers earlier this week, and it looks like this summer's going to be a good summer for films.
Oh, yeah?
We've got Iron Man coming up.
Yes, Iron Man.
And superhero movie.
That looks cute.
No, I'm
Indiana Jones 4.
I'm not sure about Indiana.
Oh, it's not going to be anywhere near the original three. I mean, just from the trailer, you can see that they're starting to use modern-day Hollywood blockbuster special effects, which is just going to ruin Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Indiana Jones 4. Harrison 4 needs more money.
it's Indiana Jones. Sorry, go ahead.
The best scene in all the Indiana Jones movies is when you're watching the first one, and everything up to this point, he's been using his whip to fight with. And he's in the marketplace, and he's up against that big, nasty guy with a big sword, and he just pulls out his gun and just shoots him.
Well, you know the story behind that was Harrison Ford was dead sick. He caught some kind of bug, and, you know, they were actually in Egypt for that, and he caught some kind of disease, and he was just dead on his feet sick. And he was supposed to do the thing with the whip, and he just couldn't do it. He had no energy whatsoever, so they concocted this big fight scene, and it's just like, you know what? Just pull the gun out and shoot the guy. And they went for it, and it made for a funny scene.
And that led to the hilarious moment in the second one, you know, where he goes to just pull the gun out and shoot the guy, and then realizes that he's lost his gun.
You know, didn't he staple his hat to his head for half those scenes?
They were.
I think they mentioned once.
Some of those scenes, yes, that his hat kept flowing, you know, flying off.
So he just stapled it to his head.
Harrison Ford has actually performed, you know, a couple of the world's greatest iconic figures.
Yes, Han Solo.
In film.
Han Solo.
Take that, Mark Hamill. Sorry.
I'll face it, you know, Luke Skywalker, who gave a crap about him?
You know?
Who saved the day? Who saved the day in Star Wars? It was not Mark Hamill. It was not Luke Skywalker. If it wasn't for Han Solo coming back to save Luke's ass, there would not be a Star Wars episode 5 or 6. Either that would be very, very different.
You know, you guys are going to kill me. I'm not a fan of Star Wars.
You bitch. No, sorry.
I know.
I just have to say it. You know, I have to agree with all the purists and make this statement as we're on the Star Wars subject. Han shot first.
Huh?
Huh?
Han Solo shot first.
Shot what first?
Greedo.
Yes, he did.
You know, when they digitally remastered and re-released all the films, mm-hmm. they edited the scene so yes. Greedo shot first and missed. And then Han Solo shoots him.
Right. In the original, Greedo didn't shoot at all.
No. Han just shot him because he knew Greedo was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
I agree with you.
Jethel.
Huh?
You know what you need to do?
What?
You need to do a parody of a Backstreet Boys song.
I already did.
No, you need to do another.
Which one?
We'll talk about it later.
I need to find out about this. Have you been paying... Wynn, have you been paying attention to the ones that I've been writing?
No, I've not yet. Where are they?
Which ones have you released so far?
They're on my computer, actually. Let's play a couple of those, because we're going to release a new one, because Monty said it was all right.
It's not any game specific.
Okay, let's see. This one I actually recorded, it was yesterday, wasn't it?
I think, yes, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Let me see, let me find it here.
Okay.
Go on.
The concept behind this song is, what if, in the fantasy universe, that evil overlord actually won?
Yeah.
You know, the bad guy wins the day.
The universal antagonist.
Yes. And that's the whole thing which made me think of this song. I was listening to the original of this song and I thought, yeah, this is all very, very cool, but what if you just completely flipped it on its head and actually had the bad guy win?
Right. So we have the evil overlord and his little minion named...
Pretzel.
His little minion named Pretzel. And for those of you listening in, yes, I did do an impersonation of Blix, the goblin in Legend for Pretzel.
When I was writing it, I was actually thinking of... I don't know if any of you have actually played the computer game Overlord.
I have not.
Basically, you know, the whole thing of me thinking about was basically him and his assistant, which is probably actually based on... same thing. But, you know, it's just that's what I was thinking when I wrote the intro, because the song doesn't work without the acted intro in the...
No, it doesn't.
...the track.
Okay, so let's go ahead and play this. This is Wonderful World, written by The Geek. So let's go ahead and start that.
You see, Pretzel, all my plans have come to fruition. The world is now at my feet.
Yes, Master. I had no doubt your greatness would prevail.
Quiet, Pretzel. I wish to bask in my own glory.
Yes, Master.
Behold, sweet victory at last.
I see skies of ash, red fires too. Portents of doom under a blood-red moon, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see towns with plague, a festering blight, food stores run low, sad, wretched plight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The death that this brings us, the bodies piling high, people all dejected as all hope passes by. My enemies are in chains, screaming, please let me go.
They're really saying you've won, you know. I see forces of light. I watch them slow dwindle to nothing, reach an all-time low. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Paul Tebeldua, for I, Grandor the Paladin, shall end your reign of tyranny!
Ah, yes, right on time. Grandor, is it? Yes, well, Grandor, Bastion of Light. You, might want to look up.
Now, Master?
Yes, Pretzel, now. Moron.
The heroes can't stop me, so righteous in their way. Now lay dead at my feet at the end of the day. I see my hordes raising flags, my symbols high. It's really sad, the day is mine. At the end of the day, one thing left to do.
What's that, Master?
Kill off dear Pretzel.
What?
He was staging a coup. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
And that was absolutely freaking hilarious, if I do say so myself. Monty, you did a great job, on writing that one.
Woohoo!
And we got some snickers, we got some maniacal laughter.
I think a video needs to be done for that one as well.
You know what? I think we ought to link this one to the development team, who can do probably a much better job of putting in special effects than I can. Unless, of course, Elquin wants to give it a go. Elquin, are you still with us?
Yes.
You want to give it a go? Did you hear
the
song?
I have to listen. No, I didn't get to hear it.
Oh, you didn't get to hear it. Okay, well, you'll listen to it later.
Let me listen to it and see if I can, what I can do.
It's going to be a tough one. I don't think it can be done with EQ2.
Probably not.
I think you need a more,
I mean, Freeport isn't even depressing enough to do the song with.
No. So, you need something far. I'm actually thinking, what we need is to get into the Warhammer Online beta. Because, from what I've seen, when you got this, when you're actually taking over enemies' capitals and it's all burning to the ground, that's what you need.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I'm going to play another song here. Some of you know the song that I'm about to do. I just redid Get This Goblin Off of Me, which is a parody of Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. I redid it yesterday. I think it really came out good, so I'm going to go ahead and play that, and I will be re-releasing it on my website sometime this week. So let's go ahead and play that, and we'll be right back.
Track down that goblin!
He went that way!
Coming from behind us!
Hey, hey!
Brits in lava storm, they came in like a swarm. Rock pickers, crusaders, harvest stars. Steamy and hot, gonna give it all I got. Spell casting, sword slashing, ready or not.
Nice, nice. Hey! Hey!
Stun them and daze them, been fighting all night. Call them all, beat them all, left and right. Look out, slaverers, phone callers too. Light them up for the dance, anyone will do. Anyone
hey!
Will do.
Hey!
We took a wrong turn, getting jumped.
We had no more hope.
I hear the parrot shouting,
get this goblin off me.
I need some crowd control.
Get this goblin off me.
Cause this is getting
graduating, going straight to hell. Huh. Hey! Huh. Hey! Huh. Hey! Huh. Coming red, coming yellow, coming dark blue. A nasty little goblin coming after you. Get your sword, wiggle fingers, collecting from above. Blow them all to hell, cause it's what we love. A little head, a little scat, a little more. He's sneaking up behind us, gonna kick me to the floor. Here a opportunity to kick him in the teeth. Don't get him next time, we'll be back next week. Yeah, next week. Come on! He's wandering around us. Keep healing up.
Yeah!
He's on my way! This is getting old.
Get this goblin off me.
Oh. I'm hot, burn my feet. I'm out of food, out of drink, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean you're out of drink? You didn't bring enough ale. Jesus!
I'm sorry, Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry.
Around a volcano with arbor string.
Hey, is she passed out?
She looks sad to me.
Oh, I'm sweating.
Hot, hot.
I'm looking like a roast beef. How about some ice cream?
That sounds good to me.
Do you like goblins?
Oh, not really.
Well, they sure like it.
No!
Get it off!
Is that late already?
It's Time flies.
It's past 10 o'clock. And,
it's 5 a.m.
Well, perhaps in the Queen's country there.
The world of tomorrow.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow.
Well, you guys are living in the past.
We need a theremin.
You need a what?
A theremin.
Need therapy? What?
Honey, that's a given.
Okay, folks, that's it. Win-win. Want to plug your site?
Oh, I write cute little stories and stuff, and you know, just have fun. TheWinWinSituation.blogspot.com.
All right, Monty, do you have anything you want to plug? Within reason.
If it's within reason.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Actually, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
You know what almost came out of my mouth was, Monty, do you have anything?
I prefer Danny, though.
You know,
she's
what,
Danny Minogue's hotter.
What almost came out of my mouth was, Monty, do you have anything you want to plug on Win-Win? But that would have been bad. That would have been naughty of me, so I didn't say that.
Bad boy. Until then.
Until then, so I'm going to get
maybe sound like a designer purse or something.
Monty, you have anything you want to say?
Albatross.
Excellent. Elquin.
Yes?
Anything you want to say before we call it a night?
Banana split.
Banana split. All right. Well, this has been the Gentle Silverwing Show for, what the heck is today, the 25th? Yeah, Tuesday, March 25th. Of course, if you live nearby the Geek, it is now probably 2052. And because he's living in the world of tomorrow. And this is the Gentle Silverwing Show. And I'm signing off. Good night, everyone.
Night, night.
Hey, all right. That's it for this episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemuds.
Allman Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Gentle Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love elf with Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.